gentlemen, your attention, please.
Hello, Chicago.
WGN Radio's Pete McMurray.
Well, well, here we are.
I want to congratulate you for being on time.
With the 7th pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select Coby White from the University of North Carolina.
Here's Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
All right, happy Thursday, everybody. Almost Friday. Can't wait to say happy Friday. Oh, got the Rolling Stones tomorrow night. Went to Soldier Field today. Checked a few things out. Met with a few people. Tried to get in for the... Why do I keep thinking air check? For the...
Come on, Pete.
I can't think. My brain is not working. Sound check. Thank you.
There you go.
I was trying to think of sound check. The Rolling Stones have been in town the last 3 days, and they've done a sound check Tuesday, Wednesday, and they were supposed to do it today between 3 and 4. And it's a private event, of course. No pictures, no cameras, no people.
No, it's practice, man.
I know. And I thought to myself, I can't get in, so I'll be surprised tomorrow night. But I wanted to get in so bad. Rolling Stones, we're going to talk tickets. Steve Burness from the BBB is going to join us right after midnight. People are scrambling for tickets, including our engineer, Adam. Should I buy them on Craigslist? Should I buy them on StubHub? We'll talk to Steve Burness about that. Do you guys remember when Nick Wallenda walked over the Chicago skyline?
Oh, that was crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Man.
Marina Towers over to Wacker Drive.
Insane.
Everybody staring up.
That was the last time we had him on WGN. He was on my show back in 2014. And now he's going to do New York Times Square, which is 25 stories up Sunday at 7 live on ABC.
Insane.
So I just checked. It's a 2-hour special. That's a long special. How long did it take for him to walk across the Chicago skyline? Don, do you remember?
Not offhand.
4.5 minutes.
Oh, felt like 45.
God. That was a 2-hour special, too. So it took him 4.5 minutes. And so, Times Square.
That's going to be exciting to watch.
We'll talk to Nick Wallenda. Does anybody have any credit card debt? Put your hand up. Come on. Mine's up.
Right, I got both hands up over here.
David Hochberg from Team Hochberg will be in studio at 11 o'clock, and you're thinking, okay, how can a mortgage guy help me with my credit card? Well, he's helped me twice with mine, and he'll get your credit score up, and he'll tell you all about that right after 11. Have you guys met Hochberg?
I have.
Oh yeah,
he's so funny.
What would you say he's a cross between? Because I have two people in my mind.
I have not pondered it before, to be honest.
I think I know where you're going.
Andrew Dice Clay and Rain Man. Because last week we had psychic Denise Gazzardo on the show. And Denise, when Denise gets a call, she'll like stare up in space and then, you know, she'll get the vision in her head. Somebody will ask Hochberg some numbers and he'll stare off in space and then it'll come to him and he'll just recite it. That's how good he is.
Andrew Dice Rain Man.
Andrew Dice Rain Man Hochberg.
Does he know that you think that of him?
He doesn't know.
I've known the Hawks since, gosh, it's been 20 years. I want to say 99.
Wow.
We first got together. I'm not kidding when I say this. He's probably done 6 or 7 mortgages for me over the years.
Oh, wow.
Refis, houses. We bought 3 different houses, and he's done my mortgages on all of them. He's my guy. Everybody's got a guy in Chicago. Hawk's my guy. He's going to come in studio and hang out. And we're also going to talk about Coby White, our number 7 pick from North Carolina. Don, let me ask you. On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate his hair, first of all?
12, man. Look at that thing.
A high 9? You say 12. I'll say a high 9.
It's springy. I like it. Not like the season, like mattress spring.
He's bringing back old school Artis Gilmore from the 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe a Joaquin Noah in there. I mean,
Robin
he's
Lopez.
Got, he's yeah, Lopez. He's got some big hair going on. So we're going to talk to Lou Canellas at right after 11 o'clock. Lou just got off the news, and we'll talk to him after 11 about Coby White, what he can tell us.
Greeks reunite.
Greeks reunite. By the way, Lou's main job now is the owner of Avli, Greek restaurant, yes. And his side hustle is being a news anchor on Fox.
Right.
That's what he does.
Great restaurant, too.
I've been there a few times. The way that Lou works the crowd, during the week, you know, he's got to shave. But on the weekends, he leaves the 5 o'clock shadow and he loves to come in and hugs the women. Oh, yeah. It is Uncle Lou. Yeah, that's nice. All right, quick break, and we'll talk to Nick Walenda, who's going to walk 25 stories above Times Square in New York live on ABC on Sunday. We'll do that next on 720 WGN.
The wait is over. The moment has arrived. Nick Walenda is ready to make the first of two historic walks. This first across the Chicago River. Let's go right over to Marina Tower West.
All right, Chi-Town, let's do this, baby. You guys rock.
Ooh,
the high wire. The last time we spoke to him, he walked across the Chicago skyline, winds blowing, earmuffs, wearing a heavy coat with the Chicago flag patch, thousands of people below him, and he made it. He will be walking across the high wire 25 stories above Times Square this Sunday, live on ABC at 7 o'clock. It's Nick Walenda. Nick, great to speak to you again.
You as well.
Nick, I know you grew up with this. It's in your DNA. I know this comes naturally to you. But tell me, what is your motivation? Because it's just not in my wheelhouse, walking on a tightrope.
You know, as you said, it's generational. My family's done it for seven generations, 200 years. So it is life to me, for sure, and something that I love and enjoy. You know, continuing to push the limits and these bigger and bigger challenges, whether it be physically or just the permitting side of this was nearly impossible, as you can imagine, shutting down Times Square to rig for 8 hours the other night. 7th Avenue just doesn't happen. So, you know, there's something about me that loves the challenge of just seeing if I can get the permission to do it, to be honest.
Right.
But I don't know really what drives me other than it is my passion to walk a wire. It's also my passion to hopefully inspire people that nothing is impossible, and that's both on and off the wire, whether it be, as I said, you know, the permitting side or the fact that what I do often is seemingly impossible to others and people can't relate to it. But I think that every one of us are on a wire in one way or another, and we're all trying to get to the other side, just like myself. And my sister will be on Sunday night on ABC.
Well, let's go back to Chicago for a second. Back in 2014, you walked across the Chicago River from Marina Towers across to Wacker Drive. I know how the winds swirl, especially in that area, and they blow in different directions. Did you ever feel any nervousness during that walk?
Yeah, absolutely. Every walk that I do, there's certainly nerves. You know, I try to turn those nerves into or consider them respect. Respect for the winds, respect for the weather. And that's why I train and prepare properly or do my best to, you know, to recreate those conditions prior to any event. But, you know, I think that, you know, there's no way to prepare perfectly for any event just because those conditions are so unpredictable. But there are certainly nerves. And because of the unpredictable conditions of the wire even, I don't practice these wire runs in their place. So in other words, when I walked over Chicago and from Marina Towers to Leo Burnett, I didn't rehearse that in that condition. So I'm doing it the first time live on national TV. So there's certainly a lot of stress and pressure there.
Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, Chicago skyline, now Times Square, all of those walks you did solo. Now Sunday across Times Square, 1,300 feet across, 25 stories above ground. Your sister, Leanna, is going to be there. You usually do this solo. Is that going to change the routine?
Oh, it changes a lot. You know, the story of my sister is two and a half years ago, we were training for an 8-person pyramid in Sarasota, Florida. Two nights before opening night, we were training at full height. We lost our balance. My sister, as well as four other family members, fell to the ground and were all injured severely. My sister had broken every bone in her face. She broke her calcaneus in her arm and her heel, her leg as well. And they didn't expect her to live. And as I thought about this walk, as I started to gain some ground on permitting, I realized that it would be pretty amazing if my sister would be able to make her first comeback, her first public performance, be in the worldwide spotlight walking over Times Square. So I reached out to her. I asked her if she was interested. If I recall correctly, she was in tears and said it would be a dream come true. That was about about 6 months ago or so. We started training at that point and have been working on this. One of the big challenges that we're dealing with right now with my sister is she's still dealing with the PTSD side of things.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's permanently ingrained in her mind, just like it is in mine. And I was able to kind of deal with that earlier. I'm in the process of writing my second book on overcoming fear, because for the first time in my life that I experienced fear was actually after that accident while I was training about 6 months later for a similar pyramid, to the point where it became so bad that I didn't think I was going to walk the wire anymore.
Wow.
So again, I was able to overcome that. Now I'm able to help coach my sister through that. But it is a concern. We have contingency plans in case she may not make that first step on the wire. We believe she will.
Right.
You just don't know what your mind's going to try to do to you. And your mind is definitely a powerful tool, and it can work for you or against you.
We're talking with Nick Wallenda. He's going to walk across Times Square Sunday live on national TV at 7 o'clock on ABC, along with his sister. As weird as it sounds, Nick, this is probably therapy for you and your sister to do this on Sunday night.
Yeah, it certainly is. I will tell you I'm a little stressed out about this one because of the fact that the cable is not stabilized quite like we'd like it to be. In Chicago, we were along the river. We were able to put my stabilizer fairly evenly spaced out.
Well, I don't mean to laugh, but
we don't have that opportunity because there are so many skyscrapers in the way.
Oh, okay.
The stability of the wire is a concern, which in the end led to my great-grandfather's death. But also, I want the wire to be extra stable because my sister's on it. And then additionally, the levels are ramped even higher in my mind because I'm going to be so worried about her that I don't know that I'll be able to focus fully on myself, which becomes extremely dangerous as well.
Right. Who goes first? Is it you or your sister?
Well, we start on opposite ends, and we meet in the middle, and we have to cross over each other and then continue on.
Why not have a harness? I don't understand that. I mean, it's death-defying. Why not have a harness?
Walk, we actually will, and that brings me a little bit of more concerns often, and I'll tell you why. My whole life I was taught that a harness or a net was a false sense of security. In fact, as I just told you, the first time I ever experienced fear to the point where it was nearly debilitating, I was physically shaking on the wire doing that pyramid. I had a safety net under me, actually an airbag. I'd never done that before, and that was the worst fear I'd ever experienced. So in my mind, a safety does nothing for me. In fact, it is often an issue. Our concerns are that these safeties can get tangled up, twisted up. I have to cross over
right.
My sister. It could get caught out there. There are so many concerns that it's not. I know it's hard for maybe a viewer to understand or comprehend, but it does nothing for us mentally whatsoever because it's not what we've used. It's not our comfort zone, if that makes sense.
Well, I know you have the long poles, so you meet in the middle. How do you get around your sister? How does she get around you to walk to the other side?
Yeah, it's tricky. So she actually has to sit down on that wire over 25 stories above Times Square, about 700 feet towards the middle where we'll meet, and she will have to sit on the wire. I'll step over her, which is a little precarious. There's a point where I'm barely touching the wire on one side, and
I obviously
can't push her off. So
are you
very
kidding
careful.
Me?
And then once I get past her, she has to stand up and continue to walk to the other side.
Oh, my gosh. How thick is this wire that you walk on?
It's 3/4 of an inch in diameter for this walk, so like a quarter, basically.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, out of all the Wallendas, is anyone afraid of heights?
You know, I don't know that people are necessarily afraid of heights. I think people have deep respect for heights, and they consider that fear. I think fear is often lying to us and telling us it's keeping us safe, and it's not. I believe fear can hold a lot of us back from our greatest achievements in reality, because I think fear often tries to talk us out of kind of stepping or stepping out of our comfort zone, if
right,
you will.
Right.
I think we have a deep respect for heights. It is not as though I step on that wire and my heart doesn't start racing. It is just I'm human just like anyone else. I'm just able to overcome those what most would consider fear by countering that with, no, I've trained and prepared for this. This is what I do. This is what I was made to do.
Since the walk over the Chicago skyline, you've shaved your head. Does that help with aerodynamics?
No, but when you have a stressful job, your hair doesn't last long, I guess.
Nick, it's always great to talk to you. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, live on ABC, you and your sister, Leanna, walking across Times Square. It's great to talk to you. Good luck on Sunday. Do you say good luck, break a leg? What do you say to a tightrope walker?
All of those things.
Got it. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Nick Wallenda, everybody. It's 720 WGN. I stopped by the Cochran Show. When was that? 2 days ago? We had that guy from Hamilton on. Oh, my God. First of all, the guy was fantastic. Secondly, he can sing. And thirdly, he's a good-looking man. Looks like Eddie Vedder from 1994.
Ooh.
Damn. podcast is on WGNRadio.com. Great interview with Steve and the guy from Hamilton if you want to check it out. Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. The Old St. Pat's, world's largest block party, turns 35 this weekend. Father Hurley is coming in studio. I feel so bad because we had Father Hurley on last year, and I was in for Steve Cochran. Mm-hmm. So he came in the morning show. It was, you know, like 8 o'clock in the morning. He was fresh, having a coffee. Now it's 10:30 at night, and he's just going to slap me around. He's like, I just want to go to sleep. But this is good, though. It counts as confession and Sunday service. So we're all good. You don't have to go to Mass on Sunday.
Sweet.
You got that, Don?
Yes.
All right. Let's take a look at news. The Old St. Pat's, world's largest block party, turns 35 this weekend. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I apologize for making you come in at 10:35. Father Hurley is here from Old St. Pat's. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Pete. Thanks for having us.
And Leanne Kelly. Leanne, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are making the media tour for the Old St. Pat's, world's largest block party.
It's twice in one day.
35. Is it really?
Yeah, I was here this morning with Cochran.
I feel bad because I did Cochran's show last year, and you came in the morning, and now you're coming in at night, which is, you know, a little crazy. I told you this last year. I love this. I have so many fond memories because I didn't live too far from Old St. Pat's back in the day when I was single. I still live in the city, and we try to get there every year.
Yeah, it's always a fun time. I mean, it's a great party that's been around for 35 years, and it's still great people coming to meet good people.
35 years. Well, Leanne, 35. Let's get through the particulars. When does it start? What happens this weekend?
Yeah, so it starts tomorrow, Friday at 5, and then it goes through 10:30, and then Saturday it is 2 to 10:30. We've got two bands on Friday, Stash and Hello Weekend. Really funny, fun sort of party bands, high energy.
Hello Weekend, yes.
You're familiar? Yes. Yeah, no, they're great. They're great. We're ready for the weekend.
Right.
And they're going to play on Sunday at Mass, too.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt that with Old St. Pat's. I really wouldn't.
And then, yeah, Saturday, four more bands. We have a kid zone on Saturday. We have Patty's Pub Games going on. So that's going to be giant beer pong.
Whoever thought of the kid zone was a genius. Because you can bring your kids during the day. The parents can have beers. And the kids can walk around and play and have something to do.
Exactly. That's the whole idea. Fun for all ages.
Right.
Have a drink.
Yeah.
Kids hang out.
Friday, you have a VIP where people can get in from 5 to 6 for free. Am I right?
So 5 to 6 is happy hour.
Happy hour.
So anyone can get in for free 5 to 6, but we do have tickets left for our VIP area on Friday.
I'm sorry, I was mixing those two up. So 5 to 6 on Friday, people can show up after work and get in for free.
Yes, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
Father Hurley, can you explain to people Old St. Pat's? Because it's not like an ordinary church.
It's not. It's not your typical neighborhood church, let's put it that way. You know, our folks come from around 200 zip codes around Chicago and Northwest Indiana. And people, it's a very intentional church. And I think people come there because they want to come there. It's high energy. It's a place that's really committed to great Sunday experience with liturgy. I think it's a place that's committed to great social justice and social outreach efforts.
Right.
And I think people get excited about that, and they should get excited about that.
It's always been a young person's church to me. I mean, it makes you feel young, even older as I am now. But when I was, you know, when I moved here back in 98, I was a young punk, and it's like, wow, this is my church. This is pretty cool.
Yeah. That's really a credit to my predecessor who went there in 1983, Father Jack Wall, and there was nothing going on. There was no one going there. It was, you know that part of the West Loop. I
mean, right.
It was Skid Row. It was no man's land over there. And so he said, we've got to be very intentional. And he said, it's got to be about a mission. And the mission, first of all, has got to be about young adults. And so he really created a space with music and preaching and just speaking to a level of young adults that really attracted them there. And it really has become kind of a hub, I think, for a lot of young adults in the Catholic world today, which is good.
I was living in Rockford at the time, and I moved to Chicago, and my brother Johnny was living here. He's like, we're going to go to church at Old St. Pat's. And we walk in, and before Mass, they gave away Cub tickets. And I'm like, this is my church. What do you mean there's a ticket giveaway before Mass? I don't understand this. That's the type of fun that you guys have there.
It is. It is. I probably would give away Sox tickets, but whatever, you know.
I understand that. Yes, you're a South Side guy.
I am. But, You know what? That's the environment that I think we choose to create, and it's one of all are welcome, hospitality. I think that's what people are looking for. I really
especially
do. And I think that's how people connect in community, and I think that's how people connect with the mystery of God.
Do you feel like lately, I mean, I get it a lot, people are angry. And I feel like when they see me, they just want to vent because I'm in media and they want to talk to me about their anger.
Yes.
Do you get that a lot, being a priest? Pastor at Old St. Pat's?
Yes, and probably more so now than ever before. I think that's just the reality, unfortunately. It's the reality of the church. The church is damaged. It's broken. I guess it always has been for 2,000 years, but certainly now, more than ever, we just seem to... There's a lot of negativity, I think, towards the church, and the church knows it. You know, we've messed up. And I think we are looking to rebuild credibility, and I think we're looking to rebuild in terms of who we are as being messengers of the gospel. Jesus was a good guy, you know, and I think that's the message that we need to continue to
I've never really heard somebody
preach.
Say that before. Jesus was a good guy, but
he was
I guess he was a good guy.
He was a fun guy.
He was nice to everybody. He really was.
Read the gospel, you know.
Father Hurley in studio with us. Leanne Kelly, Old St. Pat's world's largest block party this weekend. What's the website people can go to?
It is worldslargestblockparty.com.
That's easy. Yeah. 35 years. Do we have a count on how many people met and then got married from the world's largest block party?
Well, we have reason to believe that we are somewhere in a solid area of about 150.
150.
150. I've had some of those weddings, so I do know legitimately there are people who met there and got married because I stood before them and heard their vows.
That's so impressive.
Yeah. There are great stories. I mean, great stories of how people met there. I mean, as ironic as like standing in line for the porta potty, you know, and it was just a beautiful thing.
You know, About Last Night is such a Chicago iconic movie. I feel like someone should do something about the block party where a couple meets, they fall in love, and it's a romantic comedy where they get married at the church.
Yeah.
I've always thought that in my head, but now that I say it out loud, I don't know if it's going to work. But anyway, Father Hurley, you come from a large family. I come from a large family.
Do
how many kids?
I was one of nine.
One of nine. Where do you fit in the group?
I was number eight of nine.
You were second to last.
Yes.
How did that work out?
The baby boy.
So were you the youngest boy?
Youngest boy of five, yes. And then I have four sisters.
Okay, so the youngest one is a sister. They always say the youngest boy is the most driven in the family.
Well.
Is that true? Most competitive?
They're probably all asleep right now, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That would be me. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm number six out of 12.
Wow. Are you really? 12?
Yeah, 12 kids. What do you mean 12? You had nine. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I know, but still 12 just seems like
no, it's
a lot.
You know, once you get over six.
What's three more?
But that's the way it was in your parish. Everybody had six, eight, ten
kids. Absolutely. Did you say you grew up in Rockford?
I grew up in Peoria.
Oh, in Peoria.
Yeah.
Okay.
P-Town. Mm-hmm. I have a sister that's a sister.
No kidding. What order?
In New York. I'll tell you off the air because I don't want people to call up the convict.
All right. Okay, fine.
Yes, but she is in New York. She just came to town, and I'm not kidding when I say this. She comes to town. She gets 2 weeks vacation. She goes to Peoria for a week, and she comes to Chicago for a week. She just left, but she came and went to Wrigley Field, and she wears the habit and the whole deal. And as we walk in, people are like, is that a costume?
Oh, wow.
It's like, why would someone ever wear a habit costume to Wrigley?
Yeah.
But, you know, she gets that every single year.
She's dedicated. She's dedicated. That's her life.
She is. You know? That's her deal.
That's her deal.
And I ask her all the time, you know, can you tell the story about when you had the calling? When did you know? And she said to me, when did you know, my wife's name is Sarah, when did you know when you wanted to marry Sarah?
Mm.
Because when you know, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Which doesn't make any sense, but it does make sense.
It does,
right?
Right. Yeah, there's just something internally that you just know.
So when you knew, you just kind of know?
I think you just kind of know.
Okay.
I think you just kind of know. Right. I have to admit, I mean, I think I was probably a kid in grammar school that I was just really intrigued. I mean, like you, I grew up in a very Catholic area.
Right, and, yeah.
You know, my father was a family doctor that we lived right across the street. So, I mean, he was giving flu shots and taking care of our neighbors who were the sisters and the priests that lived across the street. I mean, they were great people. I had nothing but a great experience as a kid growing up. And they were there for us in good times and bad times. And just more and more as I went through high school and college, I thought, I want to do that too.
just a sense of community. That's the way it should be, right?
Terrific community.
Right.
I grew up in a great community. It's still a great community on the Southwest side. And it's my home parish, I still call it my home parish, even though I've been at Old St. Pat's for so many years. But my home parish of St. Cajetan down in the Morgan Park neighborhood is still, I consider, my home parish.
See, you grew up and you go to a Catholic grammar school. You always say, my parish, St. Philomena, Peoria, Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's me.
Where are you from? Parish.
St. Philomena, exactly. Peoria, Illinois. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to give away some four-packs. We're going to give away four-packs. Is that right? Four-packs. Okay. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. If you would like to go this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Friday, it starts at 5. Saturday, what time?
Saturday at 2.
2. Sunday?
No Sunday. Come to Mass.
Oh, Sunday go to Mass.
Good job, Leanne. Very well done.
Sunday go to Mass. It's just Friday and Saturday. Leanne's like, no, we got church on Sunday. How many Masses on Sunday now?
We do 6 right now, but
6?
During the kind of the school year when there's a bigger crowd, we could bump it up to about 7 or 8. It just depends. Yeah, some days we have what we call overflow. So,
well, overflow on Christmas Eve. I was in the gym. How many Masses do you have going on at the same time?
I think we had 4.
4 on Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Church, hall, gymnasium, and then a big new space across the street.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm notoriously late for everything. And when we were sent to the gym, my wife's like, I'm so mad at you. I wanted to sit in church. I'm like, I'm sorry. 312-981-7200. Old St. Pat's, if you'd like to go this weekend, give us a call. 312-981-7200.
Siding, windows, doors, leaking basements, roofs that need to be replaced. How about all those chipmunks messing up your yard? Well, no matter what's going on in and around your home, I can help. Join me, Lou Manfredini, for House Smarts Radio, Saturday mornings from 7 to 10 a.m.
Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio, brought to you by Ace, the helpful place. Saturday morning on 720 WGN.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions, not available in all areas. If you're a small business owner, you know that getting workers' comp insurance can be a hassle and a costly investment. In fact, data suggests that up to 80% of small businesses overpay for workers' comp insurance by as much as 30%. At Pi Insurance, we've created a new way and a better way, built from the ground up for small business owners. With Pi, you can get a quote online in as little as 2 minutes from your computer or smartphone. Our workers' comp insurance is A-rated by AM Best and helps protect your business and your employees. Whether you're in retail, automotive, healthcare, construction, or another industry, we invite you to take a look at Pi Insurance. We're here to help you get the right coverage for your small business at the right price for your bottom line. Now getting workers' comp insurance for your small business is as easy as Pi. Get a quote online today at PiInsurance.com. That's P-I-E insurance.com.
Home prices have gone up by 50% in the last 6 years. However, it seems values are peaking. You've probably also heard the Federal Reserve has raised the Fed funds rate 4 times in 2018 alone. But mortgage rates have actually dropped by 0.5 point since late last fall. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work, like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp., an Illinois residential mortgage licensee located at 200 East Sandpoint Avenue, Suite 800, Santa Ana, California 92707. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hey, Blackhawk fans, last chance to win the 2019 Chicago Blackhawks Custom Camaro Convertible. Enter at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Ends June 30th. Own it.
720 WGN, if you'd like to go to the world's largest block party, Old St. Pat's, world's largest block party this weekend, 312-981-7200. I apologize. I'm stumbling over my words because I ate a taco earlier today with a hard shell. Vivi was making fun of me before the show. I stabbed my tongue. So you know when you stab your tongue and it swells up?
Ouch.
Yeah. That's what I did.
Ouch.
You got to slow down when you eat. That's the moral of the story.
Ooh, that hurts.
Yes. Yes, it does. Leanne Kelly is here. You do marketing for Old St. Pat's.
I do, yes.
Okay. What does that entail?
So, if you've been to Mass, we have a 24-page weekly bulletin. That's all of our stuff that's going on.
24 pages?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I do that, our website, our social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Father Hurley is here. Father, how long have you been at Old St. Pat's?
Well, I hope the Cardinal's in bed. I've been there, well, 16 years, but my first four, I was the associate to Father Jack Wall, my predecessor. So right. I'm just completing my 12th year as pastor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 16 years total.
Total, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a caller on the line. Her name is Mary. Mary?
Yes. Hello.
Mary, you know Father Hurley?
That is my uncle.
That is your uncle.
Oh, yeah.
And what is Father Hurley like as an uncle?
Best one out there.
Okay.
Good answer, Mary.
Do you get the front row seats when it comes to the holidays, Christmas, Easter? You can show up late and you get the VIP treatment?
No, not always. Not always.
Okay.
He could definitely do better. Insta could do better. Deck the Halls, definitely front row next year.
Do you ever hold the pews for any of your friends or, you know, relatives? You put those things on the pew, you know what I'm talking about?
I do, admittedly I do, yes.
The VIP?
I do, okay. Yeah.
And they never show up, or are they showing up late?
Well, no, it's my mother. I mean, really, if I can't keep it from my mother, then who can I?
Okay,
you know?
Got it.
Come on.
Mary, anything you want to say to your uncle?
What should we say, Mom?
Oh, your sister is...
Cactus
is
emoji.
What's
Cactus emoji. Oh. Brianna. Brianna, Uncle Tom.
Okay. Is that favorite code for something?
Brianna.
From yesterday. Rihanna.
Yeah. I had Rihanna.
Put some Rihanna on the air next time.
Exactly. I was driving her the other day. I had to pick her up.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mary.
What was it? Something like a diamond or something.
Justin Timberlake is your favorite now from this morning. What's going on with that?
What's not to love about JT?
Yeah.
Well, Mary, thank you. Is your mother? Can we talk to her?
She is. Yes, she's right here.
So this is your sister.
This is my sister, my youngest sister. Yes.
And what's her name?
Her name is Terry.
Is Terry the youngest in the family of nine?
Yes, she is. Yes.
I am the baby.
Terry, you're the caboose.
I am.
I have a sister that's a sister, and I feel like I can do anything I want, and I have a straight shot to heaven. Do you feel that way, having a brother as a priest?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay.
Straight line, right on up.
I thought so. Do you go to confession to your brother?
Oh, no way.
She should.
Oh, man.
That is a bad idea. What happens if your sister is at Mass and she leaves at communion?
Oh, I'm calling her out.
Do you?
Oh, I'm calling her out.
You call her, hey,
absolutely.
Get back here, Terry.
Pardon me.
Uh-huh. She's got to get no donuts for you after Mass. You wait for me, and we'll talk. Well, Terry, have a great night. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care.
Bye, ladies.
Bye now.
Boy, that's funny. They're listening in the car.
They are.
See? I like that.
See, now, I got fans just like you, you know?
So tomorrow morning, you two are going to be on WGN Morning News. Is that right?
Yes.
What time is that going to be?
We're told 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Yeah. Okay.
2501 Bradley Place. We got to be up there.
Yeah. They don't really work hard. I mean, this is the epicenter of Tribune right here, this radio station.
I can feel
the
it.
The TV people don't really
this
work.
This is the nucleus right here.
They just show up. I mean, I want you to stick around at 10 o'clock. At 10:01, Robin's in her car, just speeding towards the Eisenhower. I'm telling you. Larry doesn't like anybody on the show. Yeah. They'll love it. Father, it's great to see you.
Good seeing you,
I
Pete.
I hope to see you on Saturday.
I hope, yeah, it would be great to see you. Please come over.
And if I see you...
Bring all your friends.
We have a beer together.
Bring all your family. There's 12 of them, for Christ's sake.
Well, only, let's see, 6 in Chicago. So, yeah, I'll try to get some of my brothers to stop by. But I'm going to try to get my wife.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
But no H. The non-biblical spelling.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Hey, shortens up the signature, you know?
Leanne, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
The website for the world's largest block party.
Worldslargestblockparty.com. Tomorrow starting at 5, Saturday at 2. Come on out. Great food, great beer. Great bands.
Great everything. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's 720 WGN. We're going to check in with Roger in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in just a second. Thanks again to Father Hurley. 312-981-7200. We have a pair of tickets left for the world's largest block party. If you'd like to go this weekend, normally it costs money to get in, but we have your free tickets. David Hochberg joins us right after 11 o'clock from the New Testament to the Old Testament. Is that right?
That's how it works. Yeah.
It's great to see you, man.
Pretty accurate. Good seeing
you.
We
were comparing you. You're a cross between Andrew Dice Clay and Rain Man. Would that be accurate?
I thought you were going to say Sam Kinison, but I will take Andrew Dice Clay. Those are well-respected individuals.
Sam Kinison from East Peoria, Illinois.
I heard.
Yeah.
That's what you were telling me.
Uh-huh. I was an intern at University. And Sam used to call the morning show. I was a morning show producer in college.
Was he just starting out in his career?
He was pretty popular.
Really?
He would come
back
to see his family, and he would hang out with a weatherman in Peoria named Rolly Keith. And I thought it was so cool that at the beginning of our show at 5:30, Sam would wake up. And he would call our show, and we'd talk to us for 20 minutes.
Do you think Sam ever went to bed? Do you think he was just waking up?
Well, I figured that out.
Afterwards.
Yes, I figured that out. He never went to bed. He used to call all the time. Yes, all the time.
Pharmaceutically induced non-sleeping, I understand.
Yes, he was. So we're going to talk about the feds, the interest rate. A lot of things happening, and I want you to explain to people how a mortgage guy can help people with their credit cards.
Yeah.
A lot of people still don't understand that, believe it or not. So we'll do that right after 11 o'clock, and we need to talk to Lou Kanellis real quick before he goes to bed because of the NBA draft. Yeah. All right.
Bring it on.
More with David Hochberg after the top of the hour.
With the 7th pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select Coby White from the University
20 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. David Hochberg is here. We'll talk mortgages and credit cards in just a second. But first, NBA, Bulls had the 7th pick. Coby White, a point guard out of North Carolina. Joining us to talk about this is the owner of Avli Greek Restaurant in Lincoln Park. His side hustle is Fox 32 anchor Lou Kanellis. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I was going to say, what about my real job?
Are you sure? I thought your real job was restaurant owner.
Yeah, that's what happens when you open a restaurant. Hochberg, what are you doing in there?
What's going on, buddy? Long time, Lou. How you been?
Jeez. I'm great. Good to talk to you guys. So the Bears. I'm already ready for the Bears. So the Bulls picked themselves up a point guard, thankfully.
Can he play?
Well, tell us about this guy. He was averaging, 16 in college, but can he play in the NBA?
Well, that's to be seen. He's got the size. He's got the speed. He's got the skills. Listen, this is a Bulls team that needed help in so many different areas. And I know that there are folks out there worried that the kid is more of a scorer. You talk to scouts, and as you said, PD averaged, 16, 17 a game as a freshman at North Carolina, put up some terrific numbers. Actually, he broke Michael Jordan's freshman scoring record at North Carolina. So there's no doubt that the kid can score, but the real true question is, can he distribute the basketball? Can he be a playmaker? Can he get it in Zach LaVine's hands and Lauri Markkanen's hands? Can he drive to the hoop, open things up for Otto Porter Jr. on the wing? That's the question, and we'll find out. He insists he can. When he was here for the pre-draft camp, Bull scouts met with him, and he said, listen, I'm a point guard first. Yeah, I can score. I'm a point guard first. Don't worry about it. So I'm excited to see him on the court. I don't have a problem that the kid averaged 17 points a game. This team, I think, was 29th in the NBA in scoring last year. So they could use buckets from wherever they can get them. Chris Dunn never developed into the point guard they thought they were getting when they made the trade with the T-Wolves, and they needed help at the position. So whether the kid, goes out and averages 15, 16 a game and then develops into that distributor, that playmaker they're hoping he becomes, I'm okay with that. The kid wants to work hard. Jim Boylan will help his defensive play out there. He'll turn him into a better defensive player. And He'll turn into a playmaker. It will take time. They didn't end up with Zion Williamson. He's not going to make, he's not going to have that kind of impact immediately with this team. He's not even John Morant, and he's probably not even as good as Darius Garland, who frankly I think the Bulls would have rather had if he was still around. And they tried to pull off a trade
right.
for that that pick earlier in the first round, the number five pick that Cleveland had. I know the Bulls and the T-Wolves and the Celtics tried to pull off a deal with Cleveland, but you know Cleveland wanted a Zach LaVine, but the Bulls weren't going to part with LaVine, and I'm glad they didn't.
This kid is only 19 years old. How long is it going to take? I mean, a lot of the, how old is Zion? He's 18, 19?
I think 19.
Yeah.
19 years old. I mean, this draft is so young. How long is it going to take for these kids to develop into good NBA players?
Great question. I mean, you know.
I guess nobody has that answer, do they? That's a dumb sports TV question right there.
That was a great Pete McMurray question.
I would ask you that on the final word on Sunday. Lou, let me ask you a question.
How long is it going to take?
These 19-year-olds, they just seem so young, you know?
Well, that's where, listen, it's a young man's game now.
Yeah.
Look, if you go up and down the rosters, I mean, Lauri Markkanen is 22 years old. Wendell Carter Jr. is 22. I mean, these guys are young. I don't know. I think LaVine might be 24, 25.
Why can't the Bulls sign any free agents, Lou? Why can't they get any big-name free agents?
Because we stink. Why would you want to come here?
No, but why don't they even look? We haven't gotten a big-name free agent in 15 years.
It's interesting because I sent Lou a text 2-3 weeks ago during the NBA Finals, and I said, could we, in theory, get KD? And you said, yeah, we could, right? We have cap space?
Well, they didn't have enough cap space for Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, his best move is to stay at Golden State. I mean, if he's looking for the most money possible, then he would stay with the Warriors. Why can't the Bulls get a top, notch free agent? Because they're not close to winning a championship. These players, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, they want to play with teams where they know that they're going to be a championship contender in that first year they go to those squads. And the Bulls just aren't that close. Now, if the Bulls end up, reaching the Eastern Conference Finals next year, I don't know who is part of the free agent class in 2020, but maybe you'll have a free agent then if the Bulls are able to position themselves far enough under the salary cap to take on a salary that's $30 million plus. The Bulls just aren't in that position right now. They're still rebuilding.
It's just so frustrating. We're talking with Lou Kanellis from Fox 32. Zion went number one. Ja went number two. Any surprises in the top five for you?
No.
Okay.
No.
I didn't
think
so.
Not at all. And, the Bulls ended up getting in the second round. I don't know if you're aware of it. They ended up picking up Arkansas center Daniel Gafford, who put up some decent numbers for the Razorbacks in his sophomore season. But let's not get it carried away. I mean, he had 17 points, 9 rebounds a game, but he's not a great shooter. He's limited offensively, gets most of his points around the basket with putbacks, but he's going to give a guy like Markkanen, or if they decide, Wendell Carter Jr. will be part of the core. He's going to give those two guys a breather. It's yet to be seen whether they bring back Robin Lopez, Cristiano Felicio still under contract. So he ends up being someone that will come off the bench, and hopefully they'll develop him over the next couple of years. They gave Jim Boylan a new 3-year contract. John Paxson, Gar Foreman like what Boylan's doing with the players and developing these players. So hopefully they'll develop Gafford as well.
I consider myself a true two-guard. I'm a shooter, just for the record.
Are you available?
Yeah, I'm available through free agency.
Yeah.
Can you play defense?
I put the D in defense.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
I can play defense. I can pass.
You're a cherry picker, McMurray.
Yeah, you're amazing.
You wait at the other end of the court.
Lou, it was 35 years ago this week that Chicago sports changed forever. Michael Jordan was drafted by the Chicago Bulls. Now, you made your mark. When did you start with the Bulls? Because you made your mark post-game show talking to Michael after the game, and it got to a point where he felt so comfortable he would throw a towel on you, tackle you. I mean, those post-game interviews were epic.
Yeah, they were. They actually were the reason why I've been able to have an entire career here in the city of Chicago and why I enjoy my work day every single day of my life. They were the best days of my career. I mean, 89, I started on the radio side with the Bulls, doing the pregame, halftime, postgame show on the old WMAQ radio. Remember that?
Oh, 670 a.m.? Yeah, 670 a.m.
Which is now the Score.
Right.
Yeah. And then I talked my way on. At that time, the Bulls were on Sports Channel, and I kept asking and begging for the chance to be part of the TV broadcasts, and they said, no, you don't have any experience. And then one day I got a phone call, and I was actually on vacation with my buddies in South Beach, and the folks from Sports Channel called and said, hey, if you can get to Orlando on your own nickel, we'll put you on the postgame show. And I flew myself to Orlando, and the rest was history.
Look at that.
It's awesome. Great story, huh?
He's the reason. Lou is the reason we won six championships in the 90s.
No question about
exactly.
It.
Right.
That was a great run I had through the 90s, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Forget about 23 or 33. We're 91.
Can we plug, Avli, your Greek restaurant real quick? Southport and Wrightwood, right there. What's the address on Wrightwood?
1335 West Wrightwood, on the corner of Wrightwood and Wayne. If you like good Greek food, you need to come by.
I love that place.
It's very
when
good.
When are you taking me there, Pete?
Let's go, Hawk. Right, let's go. It's not too far from my house.
You know a guy that could get us a table?
I got a guy.
All right.
Right.
Done.
I got a guy.
Done.
Just don't ask me for a table this Saturday.
Okay, no, can't get in on Saturday.
We'll weeknight.
Are we sitting outside? Wait a second. The weather's not good for outside.
Right, Seattle.
That was good tonight. We had a crowded patio tonight.
Okay. Not bad. What is it? Is that bar going to open across the street from you? What is that?
What are they calling it? They're calling it the Love Nest, I believe, is what they're calling it. It's a craft cocktail bar on the corner, just opposite us, on the corner of Wrightwood and Wayne. And it's owned by the guys who own Victor Bar in Lincoln Square. They do a terrific job, and I can't wait for them to open.
Right.
Be great for his business.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You want to get it going.
Yeah, because they don't have a kitchen. So if you're hungry, there's only one spot to go.
I love it. Lou, you're the best, man. Go to bed. Thank you so much.
See you, Lou.
Had a good time. Bye, guys.
All right. See you, man. That's Lou Kanellis. Avli really is great food.
I see the pictures all the time that people post.
I've been there a half a dozen times.
I see the pictures you post, too.
It's Wrightwood in Southport,
yeah,
right there.
It is.
Right, let's go anytime. I'm free.
Okay.
It's too hard getting the wives together. I figured that out.
Me and you.
That's it.
Yeah, we'll go.
Guys, eating guys, Greek food. Eating baklava. Greek food.
Yeah. It's baklava, actually.
Baklava.
You got to put the right accent.
What's the cheese?
Saganaki.
Saganaki.
You got to bring
Saganaki sounds Japanese, doesn't
it's
it?
It's not
no.
Japanese.
It sounds Japanese. Saganaki.
But it's delicious.
It's really. Well, it's cheese and
burning
you fry
cheese.
It.
Oh, it's delicious.
Who came up with that? That's got to be a Chicago thing. That did not come from Greece.
Some Greek guy came up with that. It's delicious.
No way.
Fantastic.
Some Chicago guy. Hey, I got a
we're
great way we
Greek
can save
cheese.
Money.
We're going to light some cheese on fire.
We're going to fry some cheese and charge people $10.
Yeah.
We're going to pay a dollar for
it's
it.
That's awesome. Got some spare gasoline. Let's
wait,
go.
I got a better idea. Instead of frying it, we're going to burn it at their table and it'll go up in flames, and then they're going to eat burnt cheese.
Genius.
Yes, that's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely genius.
All right, we're going to talk mortgages, credit cards, and everything. David Hochberg coming up next.
Bring it on.
It's 720 WGN. You got a question for this guy? He can answer it. 312-981-7200. David Hochberg is here from Team Hochberg. Website 56david.com. If people want to email you, what is your email?
David@56david.com. We also set up a confidential and private email here at WGN. Ask David at WGNradio.com as well if you have any questions, because we're doing, I think I'm scheduled to come on the 12th, and I just got the schedule today, the 12th and the 19th in July, to answer email questions from your listeners at this time on this show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we started that, we came up with it in May, we implemented it in June, and we're hoping to expand it in July. So,
great.
Yeah. It's intermingled with White Sox baseball, obviously, with the night schedule, but
of course.
We're going to be on 2 weeks in a row, the middle part of July. The dates escape me right now. They just gave it to me today. So we're going to be answering and helping listeners with their credit, housing, debt consolidation questions. We took out.
That's the big one right there.
We're averaging, Pete, over $1 million taken out of people's homes, extracting $1 million worth of equity out of people's homes to pay off debt a month. That's what we've been averaging so far this year.
Wow.
We have lowered your listeners and the Chicagoland radio listeners' monthly payments by over $77,000. It's a cumulative total of over $880,000 on an annualized basis. I mean, we are really impacting people's lives and helping them rearrange their financial furniture.
It's the worst thing when you can only pay the interest rate on your, the minimum payment on your credit card. It's terrible.
I was talking about it on Bill and Wendy's show earlier. What sucks is you get paid on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're blow through your paycheck by Tuesday. And you're trying to figure out how you're going to get to Friday in order to get the next paycheck. And that's the most paralyzing feeling for your listeners out there and our callers and our borrowers that we're trying to help and to try to get through to them. Listen, we can't, some people we could help, some people we can help. But what we got 40 calls today, which is almost, I think it's a record day today. We have 40 calls from radio listeners throughout the Chicagoland area, finally reaching out. It helps that rates are at 1 year lows because of what the Fed announced. And, you know, you've been there. You know, you've talked about it openly on the radio.
I have. I've been there twice. High credit card debt.
Right. We had coffee almost a year ago. To the date.
God, was it really a year?
It was a year ago, and you're like, hey, I need your help again, right? And we sat in the Starbucks, and we mapped it all out.
It's funny because it's like my bat phone. I pick it up. I'm like, Hawk, I need your help. We got to sit and talk. And
24
you're like,
hours
okay,
later,
what'd
let's
you do?
Go, right?
You got your credit card up. You got to do this, and let's, you know, take some equity. And
yeah.
Explain to people exactly how you do it. Because if you own a house,
yeah,
you can pay off your credit cards.
Equity in your home is the same as cash. Some people are like, you shouldn't use your equity in your home. You should pay your home down and pay your home off, and that should be a non-touchable asset. And my feeling is, you know what? You live your life in your home that you want to pay off. Unfortunately, 99% of the people that we're talking to are over their skis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sometimes they've done it to themselves. Other times they've had financial challenges from a work-related shortage. They got laid off. They got cut back. Other things are medical challenges.
Medical expenses
are huge.
Guy down the street from me, yeah.
I got a text message from a listener when I was on Bill and Wendy's show earlier. It's hard to listen to David, okay? This is the text message I got today.
Okay.
We tried using him for debt consolidation, and he pawned us off to some lady that ultimately blew us off. After 3 years, we're still screwed. He didn't help us. I had no idea. Okay, first of all, I referred him to a lady at a bank. I'm just like, bam, right? I get off of Bill and Wendy's show. Wendy's like, here, I don't know what you want to do with this. Here you go. Her number's up top, so I call her.
I love when Wendy does that.
Right. No,
listen, you were great today, but a listener thinks you're a jackass. Here you go.
You're a putz. So I call her up. I'm like, hey, it's David Hochberg. What the heck happened? This lady, you know, we've never had the lady whose name that she texted work on our team. You know, so I figured it out. Long story short, here's the deal. Ran her credit. Her husband has got like major medical challenges, four major medical challenges. In addition to that, you want another kick in the teeth? 165 G's worth of student loans that are in default.
What?
Okay. He went to school. 165 grand worth
gosh.
Of federal student loans. His credit score is 483, 512, 515,
oh, boy.
Which is pretty bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the reason they are so horrendous was because of these federal student loans.
Right.
The good news is they're federal student loans. The great news is there's a lady on WGN that sponsored that advertises like I do by the name of Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Group.
Right.
Okay. I met her. I heard her on John Williams' show. I called John, friend of mine, right?
Yep.
I said, Johnny, is this lady for real? He's like, listen, she's great. Makes the introduction. I have lunch with her. Invite her onto my show on another station across the river. Three people calling my show have consulted with her. One of my loan officer's daughters that just graduated college met with her. He comes into my office this week, says she's phenomenal. I'm talking to this couple, and I said, listen, and I'm sitting in the sales department area over here at WGN Radio before the show. I sent an email to this listener that roasted me at 11 o'clock when I get off the air. Now we're best friends, okay, because I smooth things out. I had no idea.
So you called her right away?
I called called it right away. Okay. I mean, she had a spur in her saddle, oh, you know, for me over something that I didn't do. Long story short, we smoothed things out. I introduced her to Ray. Hopefully they get in there next week to see what they could do. If you got medical challenges in a federal student loan and you can't make payments,
terrible.
You have got to sit down with Ray Kaplan at the Kaplan Law Group because she could work things. She's an attorney and understands all the statutes.
Let me ask you a question. I feel like now more than ever, debt is out of control.
It's out of control.
Is it because we're talking about it more and in the past we didn't really talk about it, or it's just the student loans and
it's
the housing,
a combination of everything? Well, here, I'll tell you what it is. The job market's great. People are back. Unemployment's low, right? Great, great, great. Challenges. We live in Illinois. Okay, challenges. Our real estate taxes are now capped at what we can deduct because we're a blue state.
Right.
And Trump and I'm not knocking Trump. I'm just saying Congress, with the law that they passed, screwed over blue states. Mm-hmm. So you're capped at the real estate taxes, and we're a high real estate tax. On top of that, you got Tony Preckwinkle, who hasn't figured out anything that she hasn't liked to cut, right? Just keep taxing the people down in Springfield, haven't figured out a way to consolidate government, just keep raising our taxes.
Has she ever cut a budget ever?
Tell me what she's done.
I don't
to consolidate
it.
And then look at, listen, I bring Jack Franks in here from McHenry County. He cut McHenry County's taxes by 10%. Good friend of mine, Jack Franks. Put him in this chair and put Tony Preckwinkle here and let them talk about how I told Jack, I had Jack on my show. I said, Jack, do me a favor, move to Cook County. I'll help you back. I'll get your great rate on a mortgage. Please move to Cook County.
It's all about the machine.
It's ridiculous.
It's all about the machine and
keeping
people in power and their jobs.
19 cents more in gas in 2 weeks. Okay, now, couple that. A year ago, we were at $2.20 for gas. I don't know if you've seen it. We're at $3.17.
Oh yeah,
up north. Okay, in the city, you're almost at $4, which is ridiculous.
It's going to hit $4 this summer.
It's going to be over $4.
Right.
So here's the problem, Pete. You've got all of these different factors dripping in and taking money out of your disposable income. Mm-hmm. So what happens? You got to feed your family, right? You go to the grocery store. Boom, goes on a credit card. You might not be able to pay for it all. Okay, 18% starts adding up.
Right.
You got to go over to Lou's restaurant, have a little sakanaki and the baklava, or however you say it, and all
God,
that
you're
stuff.
Right. It's just nickel and dime yourself, and you keep putting it on the credit card. You're right.
You keep piling. Yeah. You got little Charlie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to feed, clothe him. He's got pretty teeth. You got to keep the teeth straight.
He's got camp. Oh,
there's another H-E's with camp.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? He's got to come home. You got to clothe him. You got to feed him. You got to bathe him. And you got to educate him. I mean, those kids aren't cheap. I got three of them. You got one.
Kid eats like a horse.
Every picture, he's got a full plate of food.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
So
thanks for cheering me up.
Yeah, no problem. The long and the short of it is, this lady that roasted me at 11 o'clock in a text after I got off the air with Bill and Wendy, we're best friends now, I hooked him up. Why? Because she reached out, and I reached back to her and introduced her to people that could help her. We can't help if you don't call. We can't help if you don't text.
Right.
We can't help if you don't email. Okay?
You will always answer question free.
Always.
Absolutely.
It's what
free.
We do all day long.
Right.
It's what we do all day long.
312-981-7200 is our text line. We have some text questions we're going to get
Bring
to in a second. If you want to talk to David personally, we'll take your call at 312-981-7200. And we're also going to talk about what the Fed did this week,
Big
too.
Big news.
David Hochberg is here. Ask David at WGNradio.com is his email. Time for news with Roger. WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios, almost Friday.
Yeah.
David Hochberg is here from Team Hochberg. I like saying Team Hochberg. I feel like I'm part of that team since you've done how many mortgages for me? A half a dozen?
Half a dozen. And actually, you gave me my start on the radio.
Thank you for saying that. We've known each other for 20 years, haven't we?
Yeah, you were... I came on your show to answer people's
questions. Well, first of all, Spaceballs, Jeff Schwartz.
Jeff Schwartz.
Me, He goes, I want you to have this mortgage guy on your show. Want to. And I said, absolutely not.
I know. You hated it. I remember that first meeting.
No way. Not happening. Sorry.
Laura Miles.
What do I get out of it? Is somebody going to pay me? Then I'll do it.
Nope.
Give me some money.
But you know what happened?
What?
The phone lines lit up.
Yes, they did.
You know what happened? People, that was back 15, 18 years ago. People, right. We didn't have streaming back then.
Yeah.
People would go to their cars at lunchtime because they couldn't get AM radio, they couldn't get WCKG back in the day in their office, and they would listen in their car while eating their lunch to our segment. And we helped a ton of people during those segments.
You helped me.
Yeah.
Definitely
it was great. So thank you for that opportunity.
Well, thank you for coming in tonight. Yeah. I'm going to keep you here until 2 a.m. How's that?
That's bringing on.
What did the Fed do this week, and how does it affect people that are listening right now?
The Fed announced that they are not increasing rates at this time, and that due to the economy, possible weakness in the economy, that in the future they might actually cut rates, which they haven't done in a long time. Now, what people don't realize is that when the Fed says that, it impacts the market immediately. So we saw a major drop in interest rates today. And I was on earlier and said, hey, rates haven't been, last time I was on Bill and Wendy's show a month ago, I said, hey, rates haven't been this low in a year. And I said, now they're even lower than they were the last time I was on. So essentially, here's the deal. Interest rates haven't been this low in more than a year. If you have a rate, an interest rate that starts with a 4 or higher, you need to pick up the phone and either call us or another lender to at least have somebody do a free consultation on your mortgage to see if you could better yourself, better your family, and lower your monthly payments.
So you got to be in the threes, or
we quoted a ton of rates today in the threes. We haven't done that in a long, on a 30-year fixed loan. Now, don't get caught up in these shysters and these hucksters and these putzes out there that I compete with that drive me crazy that say, if you're not in the low threes, well, what they're not telling you is that they're putting you into an adjustable rate mortgage or a 15 or a 20-year fixed loan. They don't tell you what they're putting you into. So don't get caught up with low threes because listen, I get you in the low threes and charge you $10,000 to $12,000 in discount points like they are, but they're not telling you in their ad. I don't do those ads. Those ads disgust me. I do not run my business that way. We don't operate that way. We're not bait and switching people. I've known you for close to 20 years. I've been honest with you from day one. This is what we could offer you and go.
I love it. You want to answer some questions?
Yeah, bring it on.
847 area code. Any negatives with taking out a reverse mortgage loan?
Zero. Zero, zero, zero. I love reverse mortgage loans. When administered by a trained mortgage professional that knows what they're doing, I tried to get my parents into a reverse mortgage. Okay, when my parents lived in their home and my mother's gone, you know, may she rest in peace, I tried. I paid for the appraisal. I paid for the credit counseling. They had everything done. The appraiser came out. The house appraised for like 50, 60, 70 grand less than what my parents thought their home was worth. So they didn't qualify because the appraisal wasn't there. There wasn't enough equity.
Okay.
If you are an experienced homeowner, at least 61 and a half years old, and you're looking for a product that will defer your mortgage payment and free up income, okay, free up payment. I just talked to a 78-year-old lady today. She's paying $1,000 a month in a mortgage payment. She's seeking me. She's like, listen, I think I'm going to borrow money. She's about $10,000 of equity short in order to qualify because it's based upon 100-year life expectancy, and she doesn't have enough equity in her home to pull it off.
Okay.
So she's like, can I get a gift from and my daughter, who's a ER doctor and all that stuff, makes a lot of money. I said, sure, you get a gift and pay it down. She's like, I really want this. This would really change my 78-year-old lady.
Right.
She's like, I plan on living another 20, 30 years. I said, okay.
Good for her.
I think they're great products. The challenge is that people turn on the TV and they see Tom Selleck or they see Henry Winkler, right? Like multi-million dollar.
William Devane.
Yeah, well, you know, Robert Conrad. Heart to Heart, whoever that guy.
Robert Wagner. He's doing reverse mortgage commercials?
He did reverse mortgage. Boone,
Heart to Heart?
Who, Boone?
Pat Boone is doing reverse mortgages?
I don't know. Fred Thompson, may rest in peace. Here's the deal.
Fred Thompson's dead?
I know. Well, he's not doing them anymore.
Oh, okay.
But when he was alive, he was doing them, and then Tom Selleck took his place. Here's the deal, right? You got these actors that people have perceived relationships with, and then they call the 800 number. Here's the only thing that these actors know about reverse mortgages: what they're reading off the flipping teleprompter in front of them as they're walking down a back set of some ridiculous Hollywood set.
Because they're getting paid for it. Because
they're getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Okay? They've never originated a loan. So when you call the 800 number, you're going into a hotbox call center out west that people that you don't know are trying to shoehorn you into a loan with excessive closing costs.
312-981-7200-630 area code. I've been told I couldn't refi because I'm upside down on my mortgage and there's no equity in condos.
Okay, now there is a program that people don't know about through the Illinois Housing Development Authority that is offering up to $50,000 for individuals that are upside down. If you qualify via income and via credit, that a lot of people don't know about. We do them all the time. Illinois Housing Development Authority, go to IHDA, IHDA.org or .gov. It's either .gov or .org, whatever it is.
Okay.
If you qualify income and you're upside down by at least 50 grand, they will give you a $50,000 grant, pay down your mortgage, get you realigned so we could refinance you into a lower rate, and you don't have to pay that money back if you live in the house, I believe, 5 years. You have to live in the house 5 years, and then you don't have to pay it back while you're recalibrating your mortgage and saving a ton of money.
Okay, 847 area code. We had a credit card set up with automatic payments.
Yeah.
And when I made an extra payment, they took us off auto pay.
Yeah.
That triggered a late payment, even though I have done this in the past. They refunded all the late fees, but my credit rating took a hit. Yeah. What do I do?
What do you do? You write a letter to the credit card companies, the credit agencies that are reporting the late payment, and you dispute it. And you just explain, listen, you didn't do anything wrong. You paid an extra payment. The challenge is that you are responsible for making sure that those auto payments are being made. So if they automatically turned off the payment, you still need to go on to make sure. Like, listen, my mortgage payment and my wife's mortgage payment is listening right now. So our mortgage payment, because if I get home and say my mortgage payment, she's like, it's my house too.
Does right? your wife listen to this show?
Oh, yeah. She's up right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's nice.
She's listening to you. She's not listening to
me. All right, yeah, of course.
So it,
because it's your wife.
It's my wife.
They don't listen.
No, they listen to the other person.
Yes, they
right.
do.
So you know, even though it's set up auto payment, every month they go online to make sure it's paid. I'm not going to rely on some computer because I've seen the
right there. It is.
I've seen the mess right there.
Yeah.
I've experienced this, and it's blown up people's credit 50 to 100 points.
Right,
and then you got to fight with the credit card company, or you got to fight with the reporting agency. I'd start fighting with the reporting agency and say, "Listen, here's the deal. Here's what happened," and they're going to come back and say it's still your responsibility to make sure the payment's made.
David Hochberg's here. You can ask him a question. Ask David at WGNradio.com, or you can text us right now at 312-981-7200, or you can also call the station at 312-981-7200. We talk about credit scores. What's the worst credit score that you've seen? Because I read your commercials.
400s.
400s.
I've seen them in
And
the
how do you bring those back? People are listening right now. My credit's in the toilet.
Sure.
I'm renting. What am I doing with my life?
You gotta dedicate yourself. It's like losing weight. I've been trying to lose the same 50 pounds for the past 30 years. Okay? I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, it is. Right? Sorry.
I've got the 34s in my closet. I look at them. I'm like, listen, sweetheart.
You
one
never
of these
wore 34s.
I wore 34s. I look good in them, too.
Come on.
I was 52 chest,
in 1987.
34.
Come on.
Yeah, I was bench pressing.
52
I was,
chest.
Were
you on the juice?
No.
Were you on the juice?
I was on turkey burgers.
Turkey burgers.
And that's it, with a little hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to do 7.5, 8 minute miles. Now it's like 12.5, 13 minute miles in a cab. I don't jog anymore. So this body is not made. This body is made to lift things short distances, not to run. Not at 52 years old. I'm done running.
The credit score.
Yeah. Oh,
yes,
is that what
that's
we're, talking,
what we're
about?
Talking about?
Oh, so here's what you have to do. You have to dedicate yourself to enhancing your credit. Okay? You have to stop if you can.
Yeah.
Okay? Stop paying things late. If you have the resources, you have to. Here's what I did when I bought my first house 25 years ago, my first condo. If I didn't need it to survive, I was single. I didn't have a wife, right? I wasn't married.
Right.
I didn't have 3 kids, 2 dogs. All right, and
I know what you're going to say, and I'm going to hate you for saying it. Go ahead.
I'm just, if you didn't need it to live,
yes,
you don't buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, it. And then I went out and got a second job. I was 28 years old.
Right.
I really wanted to buy a home. I was living with my folks. Okay, so I had a full time job as a scrap trader Monday through Friday. Okay, I was in and out of steel mills and foundries and scrap yards 5 days a week. Okay, I do concentric circles in Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, calling on factories and all that stuff. And then on the weekends, I do doubles at a delicatessen up in Deerfield.
Really?
Okay, and I made
just
three.
Money. You wanted to make some money.
I made $300 cash. Okay, it was in fives and pennies and nickels and dollars, but I made $300 cash. 1988, Pete, $300 cash. Not bad.
Right.
Okay, so there's $300 cash on $1,200. Pretty good money back in the 80s. Okay, when gas was what it was, all that stuff, I saved a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it away, and I saved money for a down payment. And then you got to pay your credit cards on time. And here's a trick. Instead of waiting for the bill to come, if you have the money, pay your credit cards down every single week. That's the easiest, simplest
I do that.
Technique.
I try to go online. If I have extra money, I am just chipping away.
Because we met at Starbucks.
Chip, chip, chip away.
I had a small coffee. You had some foo-foo drink with a green tea with a bunch of protein and whey sauce.
I don't drink any coffee except one thing. Because my wife asked me 5 years ago, I just want you to have a coffee with me on Sunday mornings.
I'll tell you what. I go into coffee, right? And I say I want a small coffee. Gosh. And they want, you want this, that? I'm like,
I want it iced. Grande, skinny, vanilla latte.
What is that? Is that even coffee?
I have to have vanilla in the coffee. It's got to be iced. I don't like hot coffee. And it's got to be sugar-free.
Forget it.
Forget about it, then. I mean, that's not coffee.
It comes in with a thesaurus to order a cup of coffee.
Listen,
I want a black coffee with some room so I can put some Splenda and some skim milk.
I am right here. You're both making fun of me. I'm right in front of you.
Love of God.
Let me get these commercials in before midnight. We'll get to Brian on the line. He's got a question. And I got a HELOC question on the text messages.
Yeah.
David Hochberg in studio, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You could ask him a question online. Ask David at WGNradio.com.
The best things in life for free, but that ain't really good enough for me. I need money.
Boy, we all need money. David Hochberg is here from Team Hochberg. Ask David at WGNradio.com, or you can text or call us at 312-981-7200. Brian, thanks for holding. What's your question for David Hochberg?
Hi, David. What I'd like to know is about paying a student loan.
Yep.
Okay. Now, let me kind of give you some quick details. I've been out of work since 2012.
For seven years.
Yes. Now, hang on. Now, it's been like 2 years, about 2 years since I called my student loan and talk to them and basically say I have zero money.
Yeah.
I have no work.
Are they federal student loans or private student loans, Brian?
It's through, American Education Service.
Right. Are they federal student loans or private student loans? I don't know what that means.
That I don't know. I honestly don't. That part I don't know.
Okay.
What's the difference?
Federal student loans, what I learned from Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Group, is you have a lot more flexibility according to the laws and the statutes revolving around
because
federal
the federal
loans,
government because wants their money, loan. So they're going to be a little lenient.
And there's a lot more flexibility on what an attorney can do to help a listener out overcome their challenges, especially if you haven't had a job in 7 years, like Brian here. So,
correct.
Brian.
No, I have not. Well, I have not had a job in that long, and I am on semi-house arrest. I've been alcohol-free for 2 years.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Okay. So here's what I would do, okay? When it comes to student loans, I'm smart enough to know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at and what I specialize in and what I don't specialize in. I know enough about student loans to make myself dangerous. I also know enough about student loans to give you a phone number to call and talk to Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Group. Who advertises on the station. I'm not getting a commission. I think she's phenomenal. I think she's very intelligent when it comes to this. And she knows a heck of a lot more about this subject than I do. So if you have a pen, here's her number.
It's Ray first.
Yeah,
Ray. R-A-Y?
No, R-A-E. R as in Rachel, A as in Apple, E as in Edward.
Got it.
Ray.
Okay.
Give her a call at her office,
294-8989.
And tell her that I told you to call.
And David,
yeah, David told you to call, or John Williams told you to call. Just tell her that you heard me talking about her. She's phenomenal. And, you know, hopefully you could get out of house arrest to, you know, make a visit. I think the initial consultation's $99, okay? And if
I wouldn't even have that.
Okay, well, then you'd have to, you know, work something out with her. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
You know. But that's what it, that's who you, anybody with student loans now, I take it in, and I send them right over to Ray. She's phenomenal.
Okay.
Yeah, she's great.
Good luck, Brian.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
312-981-7200 is our phone number, 630 area code. Is a HELOC still eligible for tax deductions for home improvements? Are receipts good enough to approve it to the IRS?
That's a great question for a tax preparer.
Okay.
Or your CPA or tax preparer. I am neither of those.
Explain to people what a HELOC is, if they don't know.
Home equity line of credit.
Okay.
Great. It is a checkbook against your house that you could tap into to use to do whatever you want with it, right? Some people use it to do home improvements, to do additions, to remodel kitchens, bathrooms, basements. Other people use it to take out to pay off credit card debt.
Right.
And reduce their monthly payment and get out of a financial challenge. I always direct everybody, again, I stay in my lane. I am a mortgage professional. I'm not licensed to give tax advice, so I don't. So what I recommend to anybody that answers those, that has those questions, there have been changes made to the tax laws and the tax rules of what you conduct and not and cannot deduct. And I always direct listeners to their tax preparer to get answers to those questions. But I think HELOCs, on a side note, phenomenal.
Okay.
Especially if you have a ton of equity in your home. And I'll tell you what, I've told a ton of people in the radio industry to get a HELOC when you don't need one. And this is for the listeners as well. When you don't need a HELOC is the best time to get a HELOC. Because when you typically need a HELOC is when there's an emergency and you can't qualify for one. Maybe you're out of a job. Maybe you have an injury. And so the best time to secure a HELOC.
So you hold that money until
you have access to that dough. Right. We had a HELOC. I'll never forget. It was 07, 08. There was blood in the streets. Everything, property values were dropping every single day.
Just fell apart.
We had an extra $100,000 available in our HELOC, and I was getting calls from people every day saying they just froze our HELOC, right? Chase froze our HELOC, Wells Fargo, all the banks were freezing the home equity line of credit, so people couldn't access that money. It destroyed self-employed individuals because self-employed individuals use their homes to finance their business. So it was crushing people. So what I did was I went, popped out the money because I didn't know what the hell was going on either. Put the $100,000, I had $100,000 available, right? Popped it out. Our home value dropped like $200,000 in value. Okay. It shot up, which it should never been that high. And then it shot down.
Right.
And
everybody's did
because of the market. And then it came back and everything's fine. I'll never forget. My wife was listening. Who's listening goes, we just lost $200,000 worth of equity. And I'm just, here
well, the
we
good
go.
News is so did your neighbor.
I said, who cares? She's like, what do you mean? Who cares? I said, what? I'm like, you plan on moving anytime soon?
It's on paper. You're fine.
Right. I'm like, you plan on moving anytime soon? She's like, no. I'm like, forget about it. Don't worry about it.
You're okay.
I'm like, we're okay. You know, because we had to do appraisals, and every time we did an appraisal, 50 grand less, another 50 grand.
Let me ask you this question before run out of time. 847 area code. Quick question about maintaining a credit score. I'm about to pay off my mortgage, have a credit score of 800 plus. Will my score still stay as high as it is without a mortgage payment? I pay off my credit cards every month, and my only true debt will be a car payment.
Yeah. What I would recommend, if you're in the 800s, you're in the upper like 1%, I wouldn't worry about it. But if you're concerned, call up your credit card companies, increase your credit limits to what you're about ready to lose on your mortgage. So like if you have a $5,000 limit on your credit card, bounce it up to $7,000 to $10,000. Just gain access to more credit. Listen, if you had a mortgage for 10, 15, 20, 30 years and paying it off, you know, the impact of your mortgage payment in your overall scoring profile has been decreasing as you've been paying the mortgage down. So it's not going to have any major negative
800
impact.
Plus.
God bless you. That's good. Yeah, if it starts with an 8, I mean, you're basically bulletproof. Nice job.
815, I'm currently at 4.25, but have an MCC. Would refinancing affect my MCC? I also have a no-interest 10-year IHDA-back loan with my first mortgage.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I think the MCC is some type of of down payment assistance program. They have an IDA, right? IHDA,
yep, 10-year forgivable. I've never heard of an MCA.
Yeah, I, either.
Or MCC.
I haven't heard of that in a long time, so I'm not really familiar. It might be a municipal something. It might be something through the city that offers a down payment assistance. Something like that, right? If you've, if the, you've got to do the math. Okay, you got to do the math and see if it makes sense to refinance. Free consultation, 855-56-DAVID. We'll run the numbers. If it makes sense, you do it. We just took a guy out of a 3.25% FHA loan today. We locked him into a rate in the low fours. He took out 60 grand. Now, you might think going from 3.25 with an FHA loan with $305 worth of private mortgage insurance into a 30-year fixed rate in the fours is crazy. But for him, it made sense because he used that 60 grand to do two things. One, pay off debt.
Yep.
Two, to pay for his wedding that's coming up. So for him to leave that FHA loan made sense because he was going to have PMI on that FHA loan for 30 years because they changed the rules on FHA loans. So a lot of people don't realize that. If you have an FHA loan that you took out within the past 6 years.
Really? You got to pay PMI on that.
And you put down less than 10%, okay, or your loan to value is 90% or greater, you're going to have PMI for 30 years.
Wow.
And if you had under 10% equity in your home, you're going to have PMI on a 30-year fixed loan for 16 years. People don't know that. So if you have an FHA loan looking to get out of PMI, you should give us a call, even if your rate's in the threes, to see if there's an opportunity to lower your monthly payment.
Why 5-6?
Because I needed something.
5-6-David.com.
I needed. All right, slow your roll there.
5-6. Why not? Okay, 5-1.
You're the radio guy. I'm the marketing guy. Okay. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I went, I got gunned by Pearl Mortgage. They fired me on a Friday, like at noon. Okay? Fired me Friday at noon. So I called, and I could take you to the Prudential Plaza right outside of Giordano's.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I got gunned at about noon. I called my tech guy at like 12:06. I'm like, Eddie, meet me over at Elite Coffee or at NBC Tower. Uh-huh. I got to set up a website because I just got fired. All right? So long story short, I'm sitting there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think up different names. We need something. I'm like, why don't we come up with something with David in it? All right, you know, we're thinking Mortgage Man, Mortgage Maeve, Mortgage This, Pete Mortgage Shop, because we were going to go off of your popularity. Pete McMurray Mortgage, PMM. You know, we're thinking of all these things after I got gunned, right? So I'm like, hey, why don't we incorporate David into something? And then I'm like, I need two numbers that go after each other. So we were looking at 2-3, 3-4, 4-5.
Right.
And then we got 5-6. So, you know, we had David, which was, I don't know what David spells out, but it came out 5-6. David with the digits that we needed was the only thing that were in order. 5-6 David. Lawrence Taylor. He's a mean guy. He knocked some heads when he was
Yeah, but he's not a Chicago Bear. He was number 56 on the Bears.
51 wasn't really taken. There's really no good 56.
Yeah, no.
You know, and I apologize if you're wearing 56 or knew somebody or you're a relative of 56, but you really didn't make any lasting impact.
Personal experience, you've helped me a lot over the years, especially in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
When I got my credit card up, and then we brought it down, and then I brought it up again a year ago.
Full disclosure, I enjoy working with your wife a lot more than I do you.
Because I'm not very organized.
Not at all.
Sarah is very type A, and she has everything.
Yes.
I got to get Hawk this stuff by Tuesday.
Yes.
You need to help me.
Yes.
All right, whatever you need. Yeah, get out of there.
Get out of the way.
Ask David at WGNradio.com. You'll answer anything.
Yes.
David Hochberg, I love you.
And I give child care advice.
Wait, I said I love you. Don't say I love you back.
I wanted, and I love you back professionally.
Okay.
In a professional way. You know, relationship advice, childbearing, child raising, whatever. I am a full, if you have any questions about anything.
Okay. Yeah. You'll do it.
I'll do it.
That was a cute moment, you guys.
It really was. When I said I love you and you just kind of stared at me.
I did the guy thing with the girl back in college.
I sidestepped that. I really love hanging out with you.
Yeah, you're great.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
You're awesome.
Can you give me a
question? I did that to my wife. I told my wife, true story, I said I love you. And she looked at me. I go, I don't care if you say it back. I said it first. So there. So I was like, and then it's a great story. And she's like, I'm like, I don't care if you say it back or not. I still love you.
Oh, no, that's nice. Cute.
That was a.
Your wife can go to bed now.
I know. She's
Roger's sitting there thinking, okay, are these guys done yet?
No, I'm falling in love with all of y'all.
Yes, I love you too. Thanks, Hawk.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, I love about this next woman. She is a travel expert, and she's going to yell at every single person listening right now. Amy Tara Koch is in studio. She had a piece in the Washington Post we're going to talk about in a second, but Sunday in the New York Times, you have an article coming out called Camp Getaways for the Whole Family. It's great to see you.
Hey, Pete.
Thanks for coming in so late, and you're wide awake. This is fantastic.
I'm awake for another 12 minutes.
Thank you. Tell us about Sunday's article, first of all.
Well, Sunday's article in the New York Times was really based on the fact that so many parents, they've bid goodbye to their kids, tears in their eyes. And they're not tears in their eyes because they're sad to see their kids go. They're tears in the eyes because they're nostalgic. And so many parents have had
you're
so much.
Right.
Yeah, they loved camp. And they're like, Jesus Christ, I want to go to camp for 2 months also. And so this story was really about places, vacation spots that have family camp-like experiences for the whole family. Now, no adult can take 2 months off, but you could take 5 or 6 days off. And so these were a couple of retreats that give you 5 or 6 days, and you can do kayaking and hiking. And
now, when you say camping, am I laying on the ground and peeing in the woods? What's going on here? Am I sleeping in a sleeping bag in a tent?
You can always pee in the woods, dude. I know that's your comfort zone. But no, in my story, it's really about cabins. So when you're going as a kid to camp, you're in like a log cabin. My husband's camp actually had a bathroom that was outside of the building.
Okay.
They called it Egypt, but most of them have bathrooms in. And these places, they range from bare bones places, which were, it's called Club Getaway in Kent, Connecticut, to Camp Watauga, which is in Wisconsin, right, very close to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really affordable, and they've got the lake, and they've got all of these wonderful experiences like archery, and some of them have the campfire where you can make your own food, and other places you have to eat what they're preparing. But it was a real range of places like that.
Right. My son goes to camp in Wisconsin for a week or 2 weeks this year, and the bathroom is outside the cabin.
Yeah,
so if
exactly.
you have to go during the night, you have to wake up and take a flashlight.
Yeah.
Which they all enjoy. It's not a big deal to them.
I think they all lie and say they go to the bathroom, but they're really going outside the
they're
cabin.
They're just going right
yeah,
in the
whatever.
Woods. That's the great thing about being a guy. The outdoors is one big bathroom. It is. You talk about going to these camps, and as adults, you're nostalgic, but we never, ever, now that we have smartphones, we never get away from work, ever.
Well, see, that's a great point, and that's a big part of it. And a lot of parents pine for that time of, you know what, I want to cut everything off and be in the moment and just be in nature and be involved with my archery and my horseback riding and my kid. So a lot of the places even have no cell service.
Oh, really?
And it's just a pleasure. And some of them even have camp etiquette where you just can't have the phone, you can't speak on the phone. And so it's a place to really decompress and get back to basics. And that's what's so joyful about it. You know, kids don't have to have all the fun. And so that's what these places all around the country are kind of representing.
Amy Tara Koch in studio with us. Do you have a website? I know I follow you on Instagram. I love your Instagram. And I talk about it every time you come in because everything is so artsy. And you travel the world because of your job, which I love. It's like I'm jealous of Amy. There she is in Paris.
Well, this summer you're going to be very jealous because my brother just moved to Prague. So we're going to Prague, Vienna.
Are you
going
to go back for the hockey game? The Blackhawks are playing there.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, in the fall.
Oh, well, then I'll have to,
yes,
of course.
Yes, absolutely you're going to have to.
I'll have to forge a relationship with the Four Seasons Prague.
So is the best place to follow you on Instagram?
You could do Instagram, which is at Amy Tara Koch, or my website is amytarakoch.com, or Twitter is at Amy Tara Koch.
Okay, tell me about this campground in Wisconsin, because we're always looking for a quick trip to Wisconsin.
So it's a Chicago couple who are like the super cool artsy couple, and this is their kind of side hustle. And they bought this camp that was an old mobster retreat in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. And they bought it, and the husband, it's a husband and wife, and the husband went there many, many years ago, and they sort of rescued it, and they went and bought all these old cabins. They revived what was there, and the wife is really a flea market aficionado. So
she's got the
Pendleton blankets, and she's got like the old wooden reclaimed siding, and just all of the little accents that make it super authentic. And what I love about them is they don't say, we're trying trying to look old. In their brochure, they say, we are old. We don't have AC. We're very bare bones. And all of the cots are creaking. But guess what? Once the kids go to bed, there's an Airstream and the parents kick back and have beers.
Right.
And during the day, they're doing like cornhole and archery. I mean, it's like
and
nonstop
fishing and hiking.
Fishing and hiking.
Just getting away.
It's just very 1950s nostalgic Americana, and that's the beauty of it. They're not trying to be fancy. It's just old-fashioned fun.
Right. Yeah. I told you this. My wife is from Wisconsin, and we go up to Minocqua every single
year.
That's
where my husband went to camp.
I love it.
Camp Cahuaga.
I love it, and I love getting away. And you're right. It's sketchy cell service up there, and it's not a problem. I just put the cell phone away, and, you know, you go to Friday night fish fries, you go fishing, and life slows down.
A lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
A lot of cheese curds, too.
Cheese
man, you're going to be clogged up for weeks.
And what's the fish?
The lutefisk that
I'm
smells?
No, I remember that kind of fish that I've always had there. It's like the fried, the white fish. Is it like pike
the
or something?
Walleye?
Walleye.
It's so good.
Yes.
By the way, if you fry anything in oil, it's going to taste great. Oil and butter.
And breading.
Right.
Anything with breading. Anything with the semblance of a crouton is delightful.
Right. Of course it is.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful. Now, are there any other camps? I know there was a few. There was one in Connecticut on the East Coast. Anything nearby that you can drive to? Or
not really. I mean, the other one that I wrote about was in North Carolina, and it's the... I'm going to pronounce this incorrectly, but it's the Natalana Outdoor Center, and it's all about kayaking. Very inexpensive.
Oh, wow. I love that.
I mean,
that.
You can stay. They've got housing that's hostel-like housing right on the Appalachian Trail that's $40 a night, and then they've got private cabins for $200 a night. So that was one that was really, really cool. And then the other place I wrote about was called Mountain Lake Lodge, and Dirty Dancing was filmed there. All the gazebo scenes. It's
really?
In Virginia.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Nobody puts baby
Nobody.
In a corner. And they've got the old-fashioned cabins, and they've got the gazebo, and literally they have all the retro lawn games, but now they've added 3D archery tag for, like, your son's age.
Oh, wow.
And they've got an escape room also. So it's perfect, and it's not super expensive. I mean, there is a lot of the prices range from, like, $200 to maybe $400, and I think it's an all-inclusive, but I'm not positive.
Have you seen these vacations, how they've changed over the years? Everybody, you know, 5-10 years ago, everybody needed to get to Paris or London or get overseas, and now it's camping and nostalgic and just driving somewhere, driving trips from Chicago.
I think it has to do with the Subaru ads.
Well,
but I'm not sure. No,
right.
it's really, you know, it's ironic because it's kind of counterintuitive in what's happening in politics in some way, but it's embracing Americana. And I'm seeing, like, the lodges in Montana, Wyoming. Actually, that's where I'm headed this summer. Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado. People want to go to dude ranches. People want to do camping. People really want simplicity.
Right.
And I think that life has gotten so complicated and there's so much information flooding all the time that it's about going back to just what's easy and simple. What is that? It's nature. It's easy food that's not so fancy, not having to make a reservation, waking up and not having a ton of noise, and just having it be easy and not having to make decisions.
My buddy Rich works for a major airline, and his wife scheduled a dude ranch trip last summer, and he went kicking and screaming. He knew he was going to hate it, and he got there, and he absolutely loved it.
Where was it? Do you know?
I want to say Montana, but I'm not quite sure.
There are lots in Montana.
Yeah.
I went with my husband in Montana, and I loved it.
Well, he said to me, he goes, I can't believe we're going to Montana on vacation. What am I going to do in Montana? And you get there and you're riding horses and you're taking care of the dude ranch and you're learning how
it's
to throw
God's
a
country.
Rope.
Country.
Right.
Yeah. And then you've got also, it's you at night, the sun sets, you've got the alpenglow, you have an inky black sky and a kaleidoscope of stars. I mean, nothing. It's just so poetic. You can't help not love it. And then, of course, you can have like 5 glasses of wine and that makes it better.
But for a person that lives in the city, in the city life, how long does it take you to get to that point where you can relax?
Because a day.
That's it?
Yeah. And I love Montana, Wyoming. My husband and I are going to Wyoming this summer, and I'm going to Utah in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it takes me a day. And
One day.
I'm super
For
relaxed.
The normal person, a day or two? Because when I go to Wisconsin or another sleepy state, you know, it's Chicago. We want everything right away. We want our food right away. Right. We want to pay right away. You got to learn to just slow down.
And it takes me a day to just put my phone away.
Okay.
And then I'm just, you know what? I want to go hiking right. and I want to live in the moment because that's what's really
Sit
lost these
boat,
days.
Have
Living
a beer.
In the moment. Yeah.
Right. God, you're right.
Can you get us some beer right now? Pete, Thursday
I'll fall
night.
Right to sleep. Amy Terracaccia in studio with us. I'm going to take a break and we're going to talk about the Washington Post article that I sent to my wife and I told her to read it three times because this is the greatest article ever. I loved it. Okay. Amy Terracaccia in studio at 720 WGN.
The best Chicago sports conversations start here every weekday morning. The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
There's an amazing supper club in Wisconsin Dells, Ish Nala, nestled among the pines and perched above the sandstone bluffs of Mirror Lake. The beauty, the history, the service, the food, the fun. Hi, this is Bob Prosser, owner of Ish Nala Supper Club in Wisconsin Dells. I have been a part of Ish Nala for 30 years, and I am so proud to continue the tradition that began in 1953. Why not enjoy a brandy old-fashioned in one of our bars, each with a spectacular view overlooking Mirror Lake, or just relax before or after dinner on one of our outdoor decks? Our Ish Nala chefs have prepared your favorites, 24-ounce ribeye, cold water lobster tails, North Atlantic salmon, and of course, Ish Nala's roast duck. Thank you for making Ish Nala Wisconsin's favorite supper club, where the only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake. I'm Bob Prosser, and I want to serve you.
Hi, it's Wendy Snyder here. Are you currently taking a daily probiotic? Well, you should be, and not just any probiotic. Take the world's best. It's Natron's Healthy Trinity. My family and I take Natron's Healthy Trinity every morning. Here's the Natron difference. Decades ago, Natron was founded by Natasha Trenev, the mother of all probiotics. She's a 50-year veteran in the field of probiotics, and her company guarantees 100% potency for all their products. They meet the highest international standards for quality, safety, and manufacturing. And Natron's probiotics come with 30 years of focused, rigorous scientific research and technology from leading scientists and researchers in the field of probiotics. While the industry of probiotics has exploded, they're not all created equally. Natron's Healthy Trinity is serious probiotics for people who take their health seriously. Go to Natron.com or the probiotic cooler section at Whole Foods, Fruitful Yield, or your favorite health food store. That's Natron.com, Natron's Healthy Trinity. Others promise Natron delivers.
720 WGN, Amy Terracaccia in studio with us. She is a travel expert. She had an article in the Washington Post. You want to tell everybody what it was about?
Well, I am committed to the carry-on. After
yes,
years
you are.
Of traveling.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have my daughter actually is sitting right here, and she can attest to the fact
Who is staying up late tonight, Brett.
Late tonight.
Uh-huh.
I have had so many situations in my professional life as a travel writer and my personal life where I have, of course, wanted to bring that large jumbo suitcase and bring my spike heels and the
yep.
tank top and the wrap dress.
Just in case
because
clothes.
Because maybe I'll
just say, in case.
I might be invited to mm-hmm. a restaurant opening
right.
in Porto, Portugal. Like, who knows? But actually, then the suitcase gets lost because I had to change planes in Munich.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then I spent 5 days trying to track down the suitcase. So long and short of it is I've decided only to bring carry-on. And so the story in the Washington Post was my tips and tricks on how designed for women, how to bring a carry-on suitcase for a week to 2 week vacation. And that is it.
My wife wouldn't read it because I said it's a week to 2 weeks. And she's like, there's no way I can do a carry-on.
Oh.
There is absolutely no
way. Here's the thing. So the trips that I've taken with my family, we've done a month trip. We've been very, very lucky because it's all been kind of linked to my job. A month for the past 10 years.
Wow.
And we have gone from like Iceland to Morocco. We've done Japan for a whole month. We have moved. I mean,
again, this is for your job. This is what you do for a living.
Yeah.
So why not bring the family along?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's just so wonderful to teach that to your kids and give your kids that experience. And
of
I'm writing
course.
About most of these places. And here's what I learned. all you need is a really tightly edited carry-on suitcase. But what I do is smart. I bring a 22-inch, and then I've got a small duffel that I plop on top, and I don't bring a purse. Because when you're on a plane, you can have two personal items, and the purse is a total waste of space.
Right.
So for a woman, you've got a slightly larger tote that sits right on top of that carry-on, and then you wedge your purse in there somewhere. And if you're like me, I'm going on, once I do the plane, then I'm going on trains, boats, and cars. And let's see you try to hoist a 32-inch jumbo suitcase on a European train. Good luck. Everyone will be spitting at you.
Well, it just drives me crazy because my wife is an overpacker.
Yeah.
We'll go to her sister's cabin in Managua.
Yeah.
And she'll bring a huge suitcase. I'm like, Sarah, first of all, your sister Anne has a washer and dryer, so you can rewash clothes. And secondly, you're going to wear your swimsuit all day long.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be on the boat. We're going to be fishing. We're going to be water skiing. Yes.
Well,
so I don't get it.
Sarah needs to axe out. Sarah, are you listening? You've got to axe out the what if scenario. The whole trick to the carry on is you have to start packing a week in advance. You have to put the carry on suitcase out. And so visually you see 22 inches, not 32 inches. When you see 32 inches, you're like.
So you're tricking yourself in your mind, first of all.
It's like, oh, toss in the spike heels,
right, of
toss
course.
In the tube top.
Okay.
And you know what? Let's take 42 bangles, because why not?
Oh, my gosh.
But here's the truth. When you see the 22 inches, you know you've got to be really tightly edited. But my other secret is I bring packing cubes. So I brought them one time to show you.
You talk about these all the time.
I love them. But now they have even better ones because they're thinner and they're nylon and they zip up. And so what you do is you place all your T-shirts in one. You place all your dresses in another, all your underwear. Wearing socks in another, and then you press out all the air, and then you put them into the suitcase, and that's how much you pack. But you pack for 5 days, not for 2 weeks,
right?
Because then either you have laundry, like your sister-in-law has laundry,
yep,
or you find a laundromat or a dry cleaner, and you ask the dry cleaner to do your laundry, you'll pay them.
Well, people are saying, okay, what if I have a suit that I can't compress? What am I going to have to do?
You can compress a suit. You just have it pressed when you get there.
You get it pressed when you get there.
Yeah, you pack it in tissue. You pack a suit. I've done it for my husband. You pack it in tissue. It will get a little bit wrinkled. And then you have it steamed by a hotel, or you iron it when you get there.
I agree 100%.
What are you going to do? Lay the whole thing out? Bring a 72-inch suitcase?
Hey, I'm on your side here. Everybody should have a carry-on. I agree with
you. All right, and here's the other trick. Women bring a full-size shampoo, a full-size foundation, a full size makeup. You only bring sample size everything. You have travel size everything. And what I do is I go to department stores and I smile sweetly and say, oh, I have a very large La Mer cream. Can you just give me a sample size for when I'm traveling? I don't really have a large La Mer cream because that's $500.
Really?
For like,
I don't even know what that
thing is,
but it's, I like your
expensive
style.
But when you go to Nordstrom or Bloomingdale's, you just go up and smile sweetly and ask for samples.
Okay.
And then those are single servings, so you can toss them after you use them. So I get shampoo, I get cream, I get perfume. I mean, you do that all the time, too.
How long has it taken you to figure this out? Because you've been doing this. You've been a travel expert forever. How long did it take you to finally say, I'm only going to do carry-on?
You know what? It's a great question, because I can tell you exactly when it was. It was five years ago when I was going on a river cruise for the New York Times, and I decided to stop in Paris after, because the Ritz was reopening, and I went to go see some friends. So I was thinking, I need a linen jacket, and I need heels, and I need this, and I need that. So I was flying Iberia. I had to switch in Spain, get to Provence. My flight got canceled. Here's the other thing. If you check a suitcase and your flight gets canceled, you're stuck. You have to wait until they rebook you. If you have carry-on, you can go on to the next available flight. So I waited at O'Hare for 7 hours.
Oh.
They rebooked me, and they still lost my suitcase.
Oh.
So I get to Lyon, France, with no clothing, on a cruise.
Isn't that every woman's dream? So you can buy clothes in Paris.
No, I wasn't in Paris.
Oh.
I was in, it was in Provence. I had to go to Zara.
I don't even know
Provence.
Where that is, but it sounds pretty ritzy to me.
I was in the south of France. I was like, how do you say underwear? Le vêtement interior.
So you're trying to buy underwear at 11 o'clock at night.
I'm like, I need undies. I need a few things.
Uh-huh.
They got me the suitcase 5 days later, and it was a very fancy river cruise. And I had to keep calling Air France and Iberia. It was really annoying. And at the point, I decided, you know what? I would rather have fewer things, very well edited. I have the black dress that looks great. I wear it 5 times in a row with 4 different necklaces.
Right.
Fine.
So you got to rotate in and out, especially for guys. If they have a nice pair of jeans or a dark pair of pants, you can rotate the shirts. It's not a big deal.
You got a couple like pinstripe shirts. You've got some golf shirts. Yep. You've got your jeans. You've got a nice belt.
Easy.
If you look crisp and put together, who cares if you're wearing the same thing? You need the ease. And you know what else? When Sarah has to pack up that bag, if she were, like, let's say she's not in Wisconsin, she's in Europe. How much time do you need to pack up that bag? It's a total time suck.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Can you call her tomorrow and just talk her through it?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I actually have an extra bag I can lend her. Someone just sent me a new one.
Really?
Yeah, I have so many of them.
Bags don't last like they used to. First of all, bags are much lighter nowadays.
Well, I like the Briggs & Riley bag, and I got some flack in the Washington Post because the bag is a little bit expensive. It's like $500.
$500?
But here's the thing. There's a lifetime warranty. I've had it for 6 years, and I send it back when there's any little problem. They clean it. They fix the wheels. And I travel, like, this year I was in Chile, the Dolomites, France, Spain.
I've been to Vegas twice. I bought a Samsonite from Marshalls for $79.99. It's perfect.
See, but that's the thing. People mocked me because it was expensive, but it's really super durable.
But this is your job. If it was my job, I'd buy an expensive suitcase.
Right.
If I'm just going to Vegas for a weekend with buddies, I'm going to go to Marshalls.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's my deal.
Exactly. Exactly. So the other tips I would say is just streamlining. And for women, keep the wardrobe very neutral. If you keep it black, white, and grays, it's easy to mix and match. So make sure that everything can be worn with different things.
Yep.
Add a few necklaces and only 3 pairs of shoes. That is the problem with most women's. You bring sneakers, a pair of sandals, and 1 pair that can be like dressed up and dressed down. No heels.
Wow.
No heels.
I feel like you were yelling at me, but I'm on your side. Everybody should carry on.
I'm not yelling at you.
Amy, Tara Koch, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. And Brett, thank you for coming in so late. How old's Brett now? 13?
Brett's 13.
You're going to be in 8th grade. Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Today was your last day of school?
Yes.
Okay, so you can stay up late. Good for you.
Brett went to Japan for a month with a carry-on.
Wow. I just want to have Japanese food. And you've been to Japan.
And we did. We just kept buying more underwear.
Amy Terracotch, thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Good night.
It's 720 WGN.
Schwarber turns and looks, and it's gone. Eloy Jimenez has just hit a two-run bomb, and it's 3-1 White Sox.
It feels like a home, you know, because White Sox fans was there for us. And thanks to the White Sox fans for supporting us in every single moment.
After two big nights on the north side, Eloy and the Sox head to Texas to take on the Rangers. Game one tonight. Powell's pregame at 6:30. The first pitch at 7:05.
White Sox baseball play here. 720 WGM.
Thanks again to Amy Terracotch. Coming up after news, we're going to talk. If you're thinking about going to the Rolling Stones at Soldier Field, Adam, our engineer, has been talking about this all night. Where should I get tickets? Should I get them off Craigslist? Should I buy off StubHub? We're going to talk to Steve Burness from the BBB and find out where you should buy your tickets. You got to be careful.
They got to be real.
They have to be real. And tomorrow night, Rolling Stones at Soldier Field. I mentioned earlier tonight that I was at Soldier Field today. I cannot wait for this show tomorrow night. But if you don't have a ticket, I know people are scrambling around looking for tickets right now. Be careful. On the phone with us from the Better Business Bureau, it's our old friend Steve Burness. Steve, thanks for staying up. How are you?
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Steve, big concerts like this, you're going to see scalpers and you're going to see some counterfeit tickets, aren't you?
You are. Unfortunately, it's going to happen. It's a problem that happens all year long. I've been doing this kind of work at the BBB for 32 years, and I've been seeing these types of scams for 32 years. They don't go away. They're increasing. We're receiving calls and complaints already. It just never ends. There's always somebody trying to take advantage of the situation. And obviously, when a ticket's hard to get or everybody wants to go, like you and me,
right?
The scammers know that, and they will try to do anything to separate you from your money.
Oh, man. And a lot of people like to wait until the last minute. I feel like you're going to get counterfeit tickets if you're walking around the stadium trying to scalp. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it happens sometimes. So sometimes there are legitimate ones walking around scalping, but it's against the law, as you know. But there are some legitimate ones. But unfortunately, some are fake. And you, and as an average consumer, even the police department have told us, and even the venues, they can't sometimes tell the difference between a real ticket and a fake ticket until they scan it. Now, because with the advent of these high-tech computers and printers today, it's different than the old days when you could probably determine if it's counterfeit by looking at it. Now it's
right.
Really good, and you can't tell the difference. And the only way you're going to find out is when you walk up to the ticket agent, and they're going to say, sorry, we'll step away, and you're not getting in.
Oh, my God, that's one of the worst feelings. I had a buddy that did this for a sporting event. What was it? Oh, it was the Cubs playoffs. And we get to the gate, and they scan his ticket, and the guy said, oh, I'm sorry, it's a counterfeit. And he just went crazy. And there's no way you can get your money back, can you?
No, there is absolutely no way of getting your money back. When you buy a counterfeit ticket, it's like opening the window and throwing your money out. You're never going to get it back. And people think, well, I just try to find that seller. You can't. They know what they're doing. They hide behind different phone numbers, cell numbers, and they promise you that they get these great tickets, and they're good. I just can't go to this event. I got to leave town. Whatever, they give you all these times of excuses, and they end up giving these tickets that are fraudulent, fake, and you can't tell the difference. You don't know.
Right.
We had a woman last year who bought a ticket for her daughter's 16th birthday party to see one of the plays downtown, and she was there with the scammer. They bought it off Craigslist. They met the person, and the scammer wished the daughter a happy 16th birthday, and I hope you enjoy the play. All knowing full well that these are counterfeit tickets. I mean, that's how callous they are.
Oh my gosh.
They just want to separate you from your money, and that's all they want to do. And some of the events now have these high tech, going to the ballparks. Some of them have the electronic tickets now, which are helped. But again, consumers don't know what to look for, so you don't know they exist. So they're going to give you some type of paper thing saying these are tickets for the game, and you go there and say we don't accept these types of things. So.
Right.
You got to trust the source, and I think, Pete, that's the best type of advice I can give you. Never buy on Craigslist tickets, because you're buying on Craigslist, it's like going down a dark alley and buying something out of a car. You wouldn't do it in the normal life. Why would you do it online?
I don't mean to laugh, Steve, but Craigslist just seems so dirty for everything. It does, and especially tickets. How do you trust people?
You can't. You don't know anything about them. You'll never find them again. You try to find them. You'll never find them again. And you wouldn't do that in the street. Just walk up to a stranger down a dark alley and ask to buy tickets and give them, $500 in cash.
Right.
And a lot of times people get in trouble, too, when they go online. They put cheap tickets. Like, you're right. It's the concert tomorrow, and they look online. They'll put cheap, Rolling Stones tickets. And the scammers buy those keywords.
Yep.
And they say, oh, of course we've got the tickets. Just give us your credit card number, and that's all they want. Well, some actually just want your credit card number, and they don't care about anything else. And the other is like on the Craigslist or people that you buying online or those fake pop-ups that come up in your computer.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that actually will try to meet you, and obviously they give you these tickets, and they're fake and fraudulent. And again, when you're meeting somebody online, you want to go to a safe zone. What happened early this week or late last week, the individual that was killed in Gary, Indiana, trying to sell his Xbox in front of his father. He was shot.
Oh, no.
And killed. You hear those types of stories, not only here, but all across the country, because the Better Business Bureau, we see this problem, every venue it happens at in some way, shape, or form. And obviously the more popular the concert, like Rolling Stones,
right.
Everybody wants to go to. That's when the scammers know that, and they come out of the woodwork. They really do, and it's amazing the amount of fraud and that's out there. And a lot of consumers don't complain, so we don't know exactly what's out there, and then they don't know where to turn to. Or you're going to file a police report against.
Right. Yeah, you don't know. It's just this faceless person. We're talking with Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. Right before the show, our engineer, Adam, said, I want to go to the show tomorrow night. I don't know where to get tickets. I go, this is fantastic, because we're going to have Steve Burness bonus on tonight. So for Adam, our engineer, who's listening right now, and everyone that's listening, what's the best places to get tickets if they want to go see the Rolling Stones at Soldier Field on Friday night?
The best way to do it is go to a licensed ticket broker. You know, the ones that are online that are licensed and they're reputable. Do the research on them. It's the ones that pop up or the Craigslist or the ones that, you know, they ask for your credit card information or they want to meet you.
Right.
Those are the ones you got to be concerned about. That's the only legal way is to go to a licensed ticket broker, and they are, you know, licensed and have a regulated, like the StubHubs and those types of organizations. It's always those people are looking for cheap tickets. That's the problem, is they don't want to pay those high prices. So the scammer knows that. They say, well, we got these tickets, you know, half off. You know, it's getting closer to the concert.
Right.
We got half off tickets, and that's the tip off to the rip off. When you see tickets for $1,000, and all of a sudden this site has it for, you know, $500.
Yep.
That is the tip off to the rip off. And obviously, the most important thing is knowing the source. So if you are buying a ticket from somebody, make sure it's a friend of yours that you know and you trust, mm-hmm. not some stranger. Because again, you can give them all the money you want, and they look perfect. Well, you know, design tickets until you walk up to that door,
right.
and they scan it. Like you said, your friend happens to your friend. It happens to many people, and that, unfortunately.
Tip off to the rip off. I love that. I forgot all about that.
And it's my favorite thing.
Are we going to see, Steve, paper tickets go away and everything's going to be electronic on your phone?
Yes, it will. Eventually it will. But the scammers, unfortunately, are going to find a way around that, right? So if you go to, like, the, you know, Cubs, in Wrigley Field, they have the MLB app, and all the tickets are done through there.
Right, right.
That's a safer way of doing it. But again, the scammers, you know, they're starting to look at, you know, you can hear that there's, you know, fake websites that are saying that these are MLB tickets and added to your app. They don't exist, so they're right. lying. You know what I mean? So it's really, truly, you know, Pete, is just trusting the source.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what tickets are, who they are from, unless you know the person you're getting from, unless it's your good friend and somebody you don't trust, I would not buy it, or unless it's from a licensed ticket broker or the venue itself. So obviously it's sold out. You can't go to the venue on this type of situation, but go to the major ticket places. But again, you're going to pay a pretty good amount of money for these tickets.
And
but you know it's safe.
And,
right.
And Steve, before I forget, and I've heard about this for Bear games, parking passes. Everybody's scrambling around, especially with Soldier right. Field. They want good parking. They sell fake parking passes too.
They do, and they do, and they sell like blocks away. So when you're at a red light,
right,
they come up to your car and say, "Hey, they look good." They're printed up by these home PCs, and mm-hmm. they, you know, like I said, these computers and high tech printers, you can't tell the difference. I've seen counterfeit tickets; I can't tell. And these parking, you don't know what to expect. Somebody hands you a parking pass has a Bears logo on it,
right?
And it looks authentic, and it's a couple blocks away, and you think, "Oh, great, $20. How can I go wrong?"
Yeah.
Well, they do it to 100 people, and quickly they make a lot of money, and they run away. So I would not buy any of those tickets, you know, people walking around the park.
No.
Because you don't know. Unless you tell them to come with you, walk with you to the gate. And that's probably the only safest way. And they're not going to do that, of course, because they don't want to get arrested. And they're scammers.
And by the way, if anybody needs help with any type of scam or you need help with anything, just go to BBB.org. You have everything on the front page. Everything.
We do. Everything's there for you. And my biggest frustration, Pete, as you know, in my 32-year career at the BBB is that people call us after when it's too late.
Yeah.
If they want to call us ahead of time, you'd be in a better position. And also, the Better Business Bureau is a referral agency. People don't understand that either. So if you need a good ticket broker, you can go to the Better Business Bureau and go into our directory and get a list of BBB-accredited businesses. You know, the BBB is a sign of a Better Business, the logo.
Right.
And those are companies we have vetted and that we know about and check their licensing, and we give them the accreditation status. So you call us after, yes, we can help you, but I prefer you to call us first. We can save you money and aggravation. And we also have scam trackers, you know, now. And the scam tracker is based upon us all across North America. And
yep.
it tells you how scams are happening in your neighborhood, in Las Vegas, wherever it may be. If you get a call from IRS today saying you're going to jail if you don't give us money, you type in IRS and it shows you all the scams that have happened about the IRS. So you don't fall victim to it. But the most important thing, Pete, is to please let us know about a scam.
Yes.
Everybody sees scams. But I won't fall for it, but somebody will.
Yep.
So tell us about it to prevent this from happening to now your friends, your sister, your siblings, whatever it may be.
It is a great website, bbb.org. Steve Burness, you're the best, man. Great to talk to you again.
My pleasure. Oh, anytime. Thanks for having me tonight.
All right, have a great night. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Thanks again to Steve Burness from the BBB. Okay, Adam, our engineer, is in here. So you got some good advice from Steve.
Oh, absolutely.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to do StubHub?
StubHub.
Okay. Because it's insured.
It's insured. It's guaranteed. Yeah. And, you know, I did look at the Craigslist. I would never buy on there.
No.
But there was one guy on there, though, I looked at. And he says you buy tickets from him. He will go in with you. And
okay.
You pay him after you guys get into the turnstile and in. Then you give him your money then. He's got two extra tickets, he's saying.
Okay.
But he's saying,
I would do that.
I would do that, too. He'll meet you at front. You all go in together.
Yep.
And you pay
him. But what happens?
You pay him.
What happens if you meet him at Soldier Field and he sells them to somebody else? And blows you off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're not getting to Soldier Field is not easy.
And finding a guy in 40,000 people is not easy. The guy with the red shirt on, all the tongue lips sticking out.
VB, do you know who we're talking about? What band?
I have no idea.
Vivian.
I can't believe this.
You've never
We're talking
heard of
the rolling
commercials.
What?
We're
the
talking
rolling
during
what?
Commercials, and BB turns to me and she says, "What band is this?" This is the world's greatest rock and roll band.
Hands down.
Clearly, you're very passionate right now.
The world's greatest rock and roll band. I was at Soldier Field today, and I showed Adam during commercials a picture of all the semis. How many do you think?
For the whole tour, the staging, the costumes, sound, everything, I'm saying probably 45 to 52 semis on the road.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're lined up from Burnham Harbor all the way to Lakeshore Drives on both sides of that middle street.
Upstaging,
between the stadium
the
and
trucking,
the Waldron Deck.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
And you told me one semi is filled with what?
One semi would be wardrobe just for Mick Jagger.
Just for Mick?
Just for Mick.
On this tour.
Yeah. It's awesome.
You think he'd wear the same thing every night.
No, he'll do two or three costume changes during the show.
I know Mick Jagger from Maroon 5.
Oh,
he was featured on a song called Moves Like Jagger.
Cut it out.
Oh my God, let's play the song. Now I know who you're talking about.
I said this the other night. My first date with my wife was September 27th, 1997, Bridges of Babylon at Soldier Field.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was five.
Nice. I was at the show.
I've seen the Stones probably a dozen times or more.
Nice. This will be my fourth time.
Your fourth time?
Yeah.
So you're going to go?
I'm going to go.
You're going to buy the tickets. What section?
223.
Which is?
This is going to be South End Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Dead center between the speaker stacks, straight onto the stage.
Why is that?
Because I'm a sound engineer and I want
perfect
sound.
You're a sound engineer, so you want perfect sound. That's going to be perfect.
I do. I don't like sitting off to the sides. And I don't like sitting on the floor. Like, you're down on the floor.
Yeah.
I hate floor seats.
Really?
Yeah, you can't see.
I love floor seats.
You can't see. You get a guy my size in front of you, you ain't seeing nothing around him.
Well, Mick Jagger is about 5'2".
Yeah.
And people are going to watch a Jumbotrons anyway.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
They are. And the video is so good now. Everything, the sound is so good. There's not a bad seat in
the
that
stage
place.
Goes from one side of Soldier Field to the other side, and then they have the satellite stage that comes out. And there is no way Keith. How old are these guys? Hold on a second. I looked it up.
78, Mick.
Charlie Watts is 78. Keith and Mick are 75. Ron Wood is 72.
And Mick will cover that entire stage back and forth 300 times that night.
He will.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. So one of the Rolling Stones is only 5 years older than me? Oh, man. I'm going back to sleep.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. 78 is Charlie Watts playing
Imagine
the drums.
Still jamming.
Is Keith going to move around that stage?
Oh, yeah. With the cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Does he still smoke?
Yeah, he's always got a ciggy hanging out of his mouth.
Okay.
I thought
he quit.
That's his thing.
Maybe he didn't.
He's got that Fender Telecaster and a smoke hanging out of his mouth with a headband.
They've rehearsed at Soldier Field Tuesday, Wednesday, and today.
Yeah. Awesome.
Between 3 and 4.
I was watching videos today of Mick Jagger doing sound check on the stage.
Man, he's posting it on his Instagram, picture. Did he post video?
Yeah, he's got video. He's got a hoodie, sweatshirt on, a winter coat on. He's got his guitar up there playing Start Me Up.
Damn.
The guy just had heart surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
Full-blown heart surgery.
Here's
the
deal.
A month ago?
Everybody's saying this is the last time they're going to be in Chicago. It will not be the last time because they're going to do stadium tours.
Until the end.
And then they're going to come around and do the United Center during the winter.
Yeah.
And Madison is a great place to see them, too.
I will go to the United Center, and that's the show that we're going to take our son to.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are taking their kids to Soldier Field. It's just too much.
Too much.
It is.
Too busy, too big, too many people.
If you live in, I live in the city, I get dropped off at 18th Street, and then you got to walk, you know? Yep, but on the way back, you got to get a pedicab, or you're walking way over to Michigan Avenue.
See, I'm deciding, do I park at 31st Street like I do for Bears games?
Okay.
Hike it down, or I park down here at our garage and walk down. Either way, you're walking.
Yeah, you're right. There's so much walking.
And it's going to rain tomorrow.
It is going to rain. I bought two ponchos at Walgreens. You got to get the good ones.
I'm bringing my ponchos.
You got to get the heavy duty. Yeah. I'm serious. Yeah. You got to get the heavy duty.
You do. Yeah.
I already had a talk with my wife yesterday, and I'm going to do it again tomorrow. Sarah, everything's got to be waterproof. You got to wear good shoes. You're going to get wet. You got to embrace it.
You got to have the clear bag
for
the girls, the purses.
And she won't even probably bring a purse. I don't think she will.
Yeah.
She'll just have her phone.
Ziploc bag for your phone.
Does Mick bring anybody up on stage for his first show? Does Buddy Guy show up tomorrow night?
They're good friends.
Yeah.
They are good friends. Whenever he's in town, him and Buddy are always hanging out.
You're
especially
right.
If Buddy's in town right now.
You know, this is the kickoff of the entire tour right here in Chicago. All eyes are going to be on Chicago tomorrow night.
And they didn't think this tour was going to happen because of his heart surgery.
Right.
They canceled the first leg.
There's got to be somebody coming up on stage.
Got to be.
Who else is in Chicago?
And they love
in
Chicago,
that era.
And they love the blues.
Besides Buddy. God, it's going to be great.
How close do you think the medevac car is going to be? I'm just asking. I'm a news guy. I'm curious.
There's going to be so many old people in the crowd, too. They're going to be partying, smoking dope. People are going to be passing out.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, jeez. It's going to be great. So I will see you tomorrow. Text me when you get there.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. Good luck. Yeah. Have you pulled the trigger yet on the tickets?
As soon as we got off the air, I'm going to go over there. I got it logged in right now. I've been looking for four hours.
You've been talking
already
about this all night.
Since last night.
Wow. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I am too. I'm stoked. I absolutely love the Stones.
It's pumped. Yeah. Good luck, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow.
Have fun, guys.
Right? Yeah. It's the Rolling Stones, the world's greatest rock and roll band.
I got it.
Okay. Yes. thanks for hanging out, guys. Have a great night, and we'll see you back here next week.